All right, welcome to No Quarters, episode 19.
It's 19?
It's a motherfucking video game podcast.
Correct.
TM, copyright.
2011
now.
What?
The bitches.
Year of games!
Yes. Anyway, I'm Mackie.
I'm the Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And the year of games has begun for Mr. BJ.
With the winter of games.
Yeah, the winter of games led into the...
Now is the winter of gaming.
Yes.
Contentment.
The winter of game will be...
The winter of games was almost postponed for you.
Almost.
It was a close one.
It was a close call. Which postponement are you talking about?
The Red Ring.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
That's a good lead-off story with a three-year-old story.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, did you know that Xbox 360s can get this... it's like a ring.
It still happens. Really?
Yeah, so my 360 Pro with HDMI red-ringed this past whatever...
Was it the first?
Sunday. The first Red Ring or the first Xbox?
First of the year. First day of the year.
No, it was not.
Was it your first Red Ring?
No, it was my third.
Oh. Well, you never forget your first.
No, I certainly don't. I have pictures of my first.
Okay. Ew.
Yeah.
So you're borrowing an Xbox from Harlow. So
I am. I'm borrowing
one of
Harlow's...
You're not going to miss any gaming time.
Borrowing one of Harlow's 12 extra Xboxes.
You know, that's how I roll. 12 Xboxes deep.
12 extra boxes. So, yeah. I mean, but I did have some PC gaming.
What?
Yeah, no kidding. I had some PC
gaming.
What,
you mean like Minesweeper?
No.
Solitaire?
Amazingly
enough,
no.
Spider Solitaire?
Not even.
Sweet.
See, there's this thing called Steam from Valve.
Oh!
And,
That's that thing where all the games are always on sale for like $2.
Exactly. And that's why I buy them there, because they're dirt fucking cheap.
Always.
So,
I may have bought some of those, too.
You may have. But
I didn't play any of them.
That's the problem.
Yes. Yeah. I could tell you about the ones I bought, though.
Yeah. Those of you that pay attention to the podcast will know that I have been running the Ubuntu, the neckbeardian sort of endeavor for the longest time. Well, I finally caved in and switched, thanks in part to some of those here at the podcast, caved and switched to Windows 7. And so I can actually play games now without having to
hack some of my way. It's pretty easy, isn't it?
It is.
You gotta admit.
Man, I just tell it to play games and it goes.
Sudo play Steam?
Yeah.
Windows like, what?
What? Yeah, I tried to use console, you know, commands and it was like...
Didn't quite work out for
you. No, a little screen came up that said, dumbass, just click on it. Mm-hmm. So
use the mouse.
Yeah. Use the mouse, Luke. So, yeah.
We all bought a ton of games on Steam.
Yeah. Well, I only bought...
But you're the only one who actually played any of them.
I only bought like six.
Only six. Only six games. Yeah. Think about that for a minute.
That's about where I'm at, I think. Maybe. Yeah. No, less. I don't know.
Well,
it's kind of sad when they have all those sales, and I tried to buy stuff, and it's like, you already own this. I was like, oh, I do.
So I do. I think I paid seven times
as much.
Like,
would you like to gift it to somebody? I'm like, no, I want to keep it. And it's like, well, you already have it. I was like, oh, really? When did I get that? And then I look and it's like, yep, there it is. Library.
So about that Red Ring. Oh, you're done. You just segued into Steam.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm borrowing an Xbox. So.
Right.
I guess there is some good news, which is I have no idea how, my warranty is still active for that Xbox. Red Ring warranty.
Give you 3 years for that?
Yeah, but I mean...
You're just saying you think it's older than that.
It was good till sometime in mid-2011.
Wow. That's now-ish.
So, barely.
Yeah.
Now is sometime in 2011.
Maybe
sometime
they'll send you an Elite. 2011.
An Elite S, or whatever that's called now.
Maybe.
Sure. Maybe. Actually, no, that would be kind of bad, because then you wouldn't be able to use your hard drive.
Yeah.
That would be not
Maybe they'll
nice.
Send you a transfer kit with it.
No, not going to happen.
Not counting on it.
I mean, if they sent me a regular Elite, I'd be fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to upgrade.
As long as they send you an Xbox at this point.
Yeah. But, so anyhow, I just got to ship it back, and it's no big deal. So, you know, one good ups on Microsoft for two things, Windows 7 and the Xbox 360 3-year Red Ring support.
Nice.
So, but Steam, games.
Games.
Woo, video games.
Do we want to run down our purchases?
Our
assorted purchases? You may start since you actually played some of them.
I will.
I actually forgot I did play one that I bought.
I played almost all of the games that I bought, and I kind of did if you sort of tweak it a little bit. But I bought... Railworks 2, the train driving simulator, which is woo, which is pretty cool. I bought A Reckless Disregard for Gravity. And I bought Half-Life Complete. Even though I already had regular Half-Life, I didn't have Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 2, Half-Life Episode, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 3 Episode Negative 6, you know. So there's a bunch of stuff included in that I got with it. And I think I bought something else, but I can't remember. I can't log into Steam unless I'm at home, so I can't look at them. But my list of the ones I played is all
hey,
three
I
of
bought,
those.
Also,
I did as well.
I didn't play it.
Neither have I yet.
I bought 9 Woo. Games.
Hot games.
Did you? Oh, you can go to like your history, right?
I played one of them.
Okay.
I played Poker Night at the Inventory.
Oh, I did buy that. But
it wasn't on sale. I just bought it. I mean, for $5, if you're waiting for something that's $5 to go on sale,
you're a douche.
You need to re-examine like your finances because there's something wrong.
I got it for like $4.50
because it was pre-ordered.
Like, well, yeah, it was like the day of or whatever. Still a pre-order sale. So, woohoo.
But yeah, I got Poker Night at the Inventory. Apparently, I'm terrible at Poker Night at the Inventory.
Oh,
I'm not very good at it either.
Yeah. People like threw stuff on the table that they're like, I'll buy in with this. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to whoop your ass. And then I lost every time. Whatever, I should get more into that. But yeah, I got about Shatter, Polynomial, Burnout Paradise, the Ultimate Box.
Same here. That's the one I actually played a little bit of.
The archive copy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Borderlands, the Claptrap DLC, since I didn't have it for...
I started doing it. I was like, man.
Yeah. Machinarium, which looked really cool.
Got it too. Haven't tried it yet.
Yeah. Plants vs. Zombies and Stalker, the 2-pack. Mm. Call of Pripyat.
2-pack?
Yeah, it had Call of Pripyat, and I forget what the other one is. SOC.
California Dreams.
Stalker?
Oh. Never mind.
Call of Duty Pripyat.
California.
It knows how to party.
The 2-pack. Damn it. Move on.
Oh. Yeah. That. I bought that. I bought the 2-pack.
Oh my Shakur, God, I managed to log into Steam.
Tupac Stalker.
Tupac.
Anyway.
Life after Fallout.
What? No, but yeah, we bought a shitload of games, but BJ, you're the only one who actually played them.
Mm-hmm.
I can talk about them.
Well, let me go. I only have like two other ones to add to that. I did get Machinarium, Dawn of Discovery Gold, and the Empire Total War Pack, which was Empire Napoleon Total War.
Mm-hmm.
Picked up the Hitman Collection and the Deus Ex Collection somewhere along the way. It was on sale.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
I probably should have bought Deus Ex for Deus Ex through Steam.
It was like $2.
Because, I mean, I have the disc, but yeah, it's like a pain in the ass to install. Seriously, it's easier to just get it through Steam and download
it. Stupid cheap. I was like, all right.
That's like the thing that Steam has mastered is getting people like me to buy games I already have just because it's like, hey, just click here and you can play it right now.
Yeah.
An hour download.
Well, it depends on your connection.
Yeah. Maybe on your internet, BJ.
No, I
have the same internet you do.
But slower.
No, I have faster.
Probably.
I bought Half-Life 2 Episode 2 also just to complete the... Because I bought the old Half-Life pack way back when.
I bought the even older Half-Life pack back in the day.
I still have that too, but... I'm talking about old Steam days.
Dude. Pre-Steam, dude. Fool. Like, step.
Yeah.
Yeah, step. Like when the first thing you could buy
I beat it like 8-10 years ago.
So, I still have. I'm not even halfway
there
through.
There you go.
Yeah.
But I owned it.
Yeah.
Just like I own you.
Okay.
Right. All right. Let's get some focus here.
Oh, right.
We have yet to really talk about any games.
Talk about some games, BJ, that you've played.
Tell us about Ah. I'm curious about Ah.
It's a game.
All right. Moving on.
All right. So,
thanks.
Good talk. Yeah. Good talk.
Glad I bought it.
Yeah, yeah. You'll enjoy it because
you were compelled to write a Steam review for this.
Mainly because I was like, hey, Twitter review. Hey, neat. You can recommend a game. I'll recommend this one since I just played it. But it's actually really, really neat. It's if you know anything about
there's gravity and you disregard it.
That is correct.
Recklessly.
Mm. It's basically a base jumping game set in the future. Okay. And all it has you're jumping off of a floating building and falling towards and through and around other floating buildings. And the scenery is very, very basic so far. It's just, generic dark buildings. It's sort of like kind of like Tron without all the shiny kind of shiny stuff, except for a few things are a little bit shiny, but it's not, it's very dark. Mm-hmm. And the controls are kind of almost how you would imagine them. Cause I didn't look at the controls first. I just kind of started the game and I put my hands on the WASD keys and grabbed the mouse. And that's kind of how you control. It's sort of like a sort of FPS type controls where you point with the mouse and then you strafe left and right with your A and D and go back and forth with W and S,
mm-hmm.
like when you're falling. And your goal is to kind of fall as close as possible to buildings and get as close to as many buildings as you can. And they also have
these... So you kind of want style points.
Yeah, kind of. And I guess later in the game, you can also do graffiti. And there's this thing, like if you're flying by supporters, you can give them a thumbs up. And if you're flying by detractors, you can give them the middle finger with a left click or a right click. It doesn't actually show a middle finger, but I wish it would. Yeah.
I was about to say, this sounds like the best game ever.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. But it's mostly simple, and it's pretty fun. It is a little bit of frustratingly addictive. It's goofy and fun. I mean, it's kind of weird. It's hard to put a whole lot of words to it.
Was it difficult?
A little bit. It's a little bit difficult, but you want to do better and better. Like, you're like, damn, no, I can do that better. It's kind of like...
Trials?
I haven't played enough Trials to have fully appreciated the fuck-you-iness of Trials. But
okay. Mm-hmm.
So I can't necessarily speak to that. But it does, like, you get ratings for how well you do, and you do kind of want to go back and, nah, I think I can do a little bit better, and then you smash into a building and you die.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Quap.
Yes, it's like Quap meets Trials meets Pilot Wing 64. I don't know.
Okay.
Man, that's a good
analogy. Sounds pretty cool.
Does the gravity feel proper? Like you feel like you're falling in like what you feel like you should be falling at?
Having skydived?
Okay.
Yes. someone who's skydived.
As a karate expert.
Yes. Fucking asshole. Well, I have skydived once.
As a master of skydive.
As someone who's had a man strapped to his back and fell out of the sky.
Yes. As someone who has fallen out of the sky before, yes, I can say it. Actually, no, it does feel kind of similar.
Okay.
To the real thing, I guess. Zark is probably, if Zark listens, he's probably going to tell me that I'm completely fucking wrong, but...
Oh, he doesn't play games, so no.
Yeah,
I don't think he knows.
You never know. He might go on a crazy tangent and be like, this isn't skydiving.
What?
He could be like one of those Marines who plays Call of Duty.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
It's like, oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Or my friend growing up's dad, who was the FBI agent, that told you everything that was wrong about the X-Files and then proceeded to watch all 9 years religiously every Sunday or Friday or whatever it was.
Such thing as aliens.
Yeah.
They would never investigate
the very first episode, it's like, fucking, why would they have a can of spray paint in the back of the car? That's so inaccurate. Standard issue spray paint in the back of an FBI car. And he's like, every week, you're like, fucking X-Files.
All right, back on top.
Yeah, okay, right. Falling
so,
gravity.
So he's like me with Explosion Man. This game. Fuck it. Why am I still playing?
Still playing it.
Yeah.
Or me with NBA Jam.
Way to bring it back. Mm-hmm. Way to bring it back.
Or me with NBA Jam. Sure. Very much like, fuck this game.
Right.
Mm. Should we just get into NBA Jam?
No, he's still talking gravity.
He's talked
But yeah, I would recommend it. It's something that you can just kind of jump in and out of.
Ha.
I didn't mean that.
I hate you. I hate you both.
You know, but
I could shoot you for that.
Jesus. But you'll probably enjoy it. If you like games, you know.
Sweet.
If you're the type of dude that likes playing
playing them on the PC. The
computer games, yeah. But it's also nice to have a mouse that works now.
Because
I bought a new keyboard and mouse. Because I figured since this is the winter and year of game.
Should be the winter of peripheral as well.
It's probably going to be the winter
of peripherals.
At least the week. Yeah.
The week of peripheral.
But yeah, I bought a new keyboard and mouse so that I could more effectively play PC games now that I can actually play PC games.
Sweet. So,
woohoo!
Wow. So you're up on PC games and I'm feeling kind of down on PC games. I'm not going to lie. I'm feeling a little like, PC games, God.
Why are you
pain
down?
In the fucking
Why
ass
are you so down on PC games, chum?
Because they're a pain in the ass. Like, so many weird things. What the hell was I just trying to play?
Well, I know you tried to play the demo for Batman.
Oh, fuck. That was awful. I don't even know what the hell was going on with that. I've got a GT460, I guess, or something. I don't know. It's pretty damn new NVIDIA card, DirectX 11 and all that bullshit. But, I mean, it was literally running at like 1-2 frames per second. Like, the cutscenes were perfect.
What game?
Arkham Asylum on the PC. I was like, I wanted to really see the physics support that it has and all that.
And like, just regular Arkham Asylum?
Regular Arkham Asylum.
Your PC is pretty pimp.
I know. Yeah. I don't understand it, because like, it's also a Games for Windows thing, which means you can't change jack shit. It's like, it's going to use your desktop resolution. You can't change the settings. It's like an Xbox game for your PC where you literally can't change anything, at least in the demo. Maybe the full game you can, but
maybe you need to like, I would hope so, back down your desktop resolution, because you're running daddy screen, right?
Yeah, well, I'm just running 1080p. I mean, it's nothing super fancy.
Hmm.
But anyway, it was bullshit. But I tried to play.
Close down those 20 torrents you got going in the background.
That's what it was. Yeah. It's all the porn.
Quit stealing all the stuff and maybe you can play a game.
Yeah, no, but I then turned around and played Metro 2033. On the PC. Again, I was like, oh, I want to see some DirectX 11 support. And
mm-hmm.
It's just off. I don't know. I can't explain what it is about PC gaming.
Used to console gaming now.
No, this just looks, I mean, I just constant screen terrors, constant like, oh, this is stuttery here because it's loading this. And
you're experiencing what I was experiencing with PC gaming before. Now that I have paid my dues to PC gaming by trying to do it the hard way.
Okay.
Now the world is smiling on
me. Well, I'm not doing anything fancy. I'm running.
Well, you bought that pimp-ass new video card.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Pimp-ass new motherboard.
I don't understand what the problem is. I even tried cranking down Metro and still it just looks wrong. I don't know what it is.
Weren't you running like Crysis on full everything at like 100,000 frames per second not too long ago?
No, I've played a little Far Cry 2 on there too. Mm-hmm. And that looks pretty damn good. I mean, I can't really
maybe
complain.
Maybe it's the new games.
Yeah, I can't really complain. I mean, other than I've honestly completely retrained my brain not to be able to use a mouse and keyboard to play games, which is so totally backwards from how I started.
You haven't played
a lot
of PC games lately, have you?
Huh?
You haven't played a lot of PC games lately.
No.
I think consoles just made you PC retarded.
No. No, it's not. I mean, because all these games I was playing with an Xbox controller, it's not a control thing. It's just the way it feels and looks, and it's just off.
Hmm.
It's more trouble.
Well,
than
you know, there's
you know
like
how
a different
I avoid
feel.
All that.
Hmm?
I just don't play PC games.
Play games on the Xbox.
I just buy them.
No, I mean,
don't understand.
Maybe someone can chime in about Metro 2033, but it just felt off. I mean, it felt kind of like I remember playing the Stalker game. You know, when that was hot shit. Like when that was like the benchmark your PC running the original Stalker. It just feels off. Maybe it's just the...
Maybe it's not the game for you.
Yeah, but no, it just maybe it's so like, maybe it? A lack of... No.
Oh.
I played.
Why are we talking about
it?
So how can you judge it if you didn't beat it?
Because I know what it looks like.
You're not qualified to speak about that game.
Okay.
You didn't beat it.
Nope.
Right.
STFU.
Yeah, no, it just feels off. Like, I don't know what... I can't really explain it. I don't know the screen
it's
terminology.
It's because it's on a PC.
Yeah.
That's all.
But it feels like, you know, not big studio related something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it could have something to do with the Stalker and, you know, let's just say European games.
It's all those Euro games.
Yeah.
They ain't made by Americans, so.
Well, I'm just, you know.
Right, Americans.
Maybe they don't have as much polish.
That's why they don't feel right.
Maybe they just don't have as much polish and I'm just expecting too much.
Well, I know
out
there's
of them.
A version on the 360 also.
Yeah, but so. It could be.
Is there one on PS3?
Don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so one thing I know that we have all been involved with lately is the Assassin's Creed series.
Oh boy!
If you remember last episode, I picked up Assassin's Creed Brotherhood to play some multiplayer, and said, "Shit, there's like a whole game here that's single player, but I don't want to start it unless I've kind of played the other stuff and know what the hell's going on." So I went back and played the entirety of Assassin's Creed 1.
Whoops!
Getting all the points in it.
Whoops.
Getting all the flags.
What's wrong with you?
All the everything.
Whoops.
And then moved on to Assassin's Creed 2. And loaned BJ Assassin's Creed 1.
Whoops.
Yeah. And then Harlow decided, hey, maybe I'll get back into Assassin's Creed 2. Started playing that. And you actually got all the way through Assassin's Creed 2.
Indeed.
And got to Aspro. But
I am now playing Aspro, yes.
But yeah, real quick, as far as Assassin's Creed 1 goes... it's interesting. Like, I am so glad that I played through and beat it before I even touched 2. Because, dear sweet Jesus, it's like playing a PS1 game and then jumping up to, like, this era. And it's not, like, graphics-wise, Assassin's Creed 1 still looks really good.
Yes.
But gameplay-wise, it's so... It feels like old games where you couldn't do certain things just because the hardware was so limited. And it feels like, okay, well, they recycled missions because there really wasn't a way to fit all that on the disc or whatever. That's how Assassin's Creed 1 feels. Because it feels like, okay, well, we just had to get these little things in there, and we did really good on this, and we don't have a budget to go back and do the other stuff. And then Assassin's Creed 2 just feels like, okay, remember all those limitations we had? We suddenly don't have them anymore. So go forth and have fun. And they kind of fucking made an amazing game from everything I've played of 2 so far.
Yep, it's pretty good.
Yeah. But man, Assassin's Creed 1, whoever the lead designer was on it must fucking hate panhandlers and beggars.
Agreed.
Must hate them because they make them the most hated NPC characters in any game I have ever played, ever. It's always, "Oh, please, sir, I'm poor and sick and hungry. You don't understand." And whenever you have to pickpocket some son of a bitch,
here comes a beggar.
You'll have a swarm of those whores running in front of you. You can't get them out of the way. If you stab them, it takes away all your health. It's like whoever made it just made me want to hate beggars more than anything on this planet ever. And
I don't know how to accurately describe Assassin's Creed 1. And the Assassin's Creed 1 is a series of those things. Series mm-hmm. of those beggars.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that ruin an otherwise perfectly competent game.
Mm-hmm.
Like
traversing the city
is awesome.
So much damn fun.
Like running through crowds is pretty cool. You know, or walking through crowds.
By the way, it's Jade Raymond.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, she must hate beggars.
Yeah.
She's very stuck up. But yeah, but...
So many things about that game are, like, give me so much hope for a good game,
mm-hmm.
and then they're just kind of ruined by a ton of little tiny crap.
Yeah, and you haven't even gotten to the mission yet where you have to catch a guy who's running around on the docks. And you know how in this game is like... you know, you're the Wicked Witch of the West. As soon as you touch water, you fucking evaporate and melt.
Or every person in a Grand Theft Auto game up until San Andreas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you hit the water. It's like, oh, you're dead. Fuck. That water. Yeah,
I don't get how this guy
dies. And you're the most athletic guy on the planet.
Right. And you die as soon as
you hit water. It's like, oh, no.
You drag your toe in the water.
My one weakness. Yeah, but of course, there's...
Hydrogen and oxygen combined.
Yeah, there's a mission about maybe 2/3 of the way through where you have to get a guy who's on a boat. And going around on the docks, there are drunks who, as soon as you get near them, they will shove your shit.
Great.
Directly into the water.
Like, those are worse than the beggars because I was trying to go sit down to, I don't know why you have to sit down to fucking eavesdrop on a conversation. I don't know why I couldn't just stand somewhere,
mm-hmm.
but you have to sit down on a bench to eavesdrop on a conversation. So I was trying to sit down and this beggar comes up and shoves me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
and they are aggressive as shit. You can't get around them.
I'm like,
unless you run,
motherfucker. I just want to sit down, and so I kind of make a loop and come back towards the bench, and the motherfucker's like, "Hey,
mm-hmm.
get the fuck out of my way!" Blah.
Yep. Ugh.
And this time he shoves me into the bench, and the people sitting on the bench are like, "Oh my god!" And they run away, mm-hmm. and now I can't sit on the fucking bench because there aren't two people sitting on either side of the bench.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that the beggars and the drunks will hone in on you and you alone.
Nobody else.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It is you that you're the only person they care about, and that's the thing that mainly that makes
it
feel
like
such. It makes it feel like such a last generation game.
Yeah,
is that you know? There's like they do a really good job of creating this believable world and laying out the city really neat and
and
having so many people on screen at once, and then they just ruin it by having it do shit like that.
You know,
where it feels like you are the only thing that matters. It's like it breaks that illusion that there's everything else going on mm-hmm. around it.
And that's something that I had in the back of my mind noticed but never really paid any attention to. It's just, and I guess it's because I'm spoiled on this generation of games, but God, there are a lot of fucking people, just people on screen.
Yeah.
Just little dudes walking around.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that happened between, you know, the PS2 era and this era.
It's like there were three or four guys, maybe, in a PS2 game.
Yeah, and now, I mean, it's like if you go back and play like GTA 3 or Vice City, mm-hmm. it's like you'll turn around and the cars that were there a second ago are gone. You know, it's like it only has in memory probably whatever's directly in your view in front of you mm-hmm. and maybe 3 feet behind you. And that's it.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. And now it's like they actually have the technology to keep all that stuff in. But I didn't hate the ending for Assassin's Creed 1 like Harlow did. With the fire of a thousand suns.
Oh, really?
Really? I mean, it was, and maybe it's probably because you prepared me the hell out of it for it, but it is kind of dumb because it just kind of ends. And it's just kind of like,
it just kind of ends.
Here, wander around, check this shit out. And there wasn't really that much to it. And then it, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's kind of like, well, I guess I could go back in the Animus, but why would I? Because I kind of had everything possible. I hunted down every Templar son of a bitch in the game. And
you son of a bitch.
Yeah. But they just... Then you put in two. And God, I don't think I've repeated a mission yet. You know what I mean? I think sequence 5. It hasn't even taken me out of the Animus yet. It gives you all sorts of cool weapons to use. It's just like... It almost doesn't even feel like it's part of the series. You know, if you compare it to the first one,
well, something that
the difference is that drastic.
Something that I think is a kind of a failure of this game is the Animus in general. Like, so far, I'm like, really? Why take me out of this world? Like, this really awesome world that's been crafted just for this fucking machine and this annoying doctor and this girl who I imagine will either die or I will, end up seducing or something or... Mm-hmm. I feel like it's such a waste of my time. Like, a big fucking deal. The story's good enough in the game.
Story.
What's sad is that's where the story is.
Outside of the yeah. Animus? Well, the story...
That's like, where the stuff that matters that carries into 2 is.
Okay.
Unfortunately. So it's kind of like, it's one of those necessary evils. What I'd say is, unless it forces you out of the Animus, don't even bother with anything.
Yeah, but I just think it's... I just for think the it's game annoying itself, because, it's wholly unnecessary.
Yeah, and I think it's just annoying because he can't run. It just takes forever to do anything you want. The controls are just weird. Like, the camera's really floaty mm-hmm. around you. Like, it's very finicky about...
And it's hard to get...
Where like, are you standing if you want to talk to this chick?
Right.
You know, it's really finicky about that. And it's like, come on, everything else is, like, really good otherwise. Yeah. And then...
And this is just annoying.
Yeah. But you played all the way through, too, Harlow.
I did.
And why don't you guys talk about that while I look at Steam?
BJ's going to buy more games on Steam.
Possibly.
At least you will play them.
I wouldn't do that. They're not on sale right now.
I'm looking at the under $5 games.
Oh, okay.
Maybe some expansions for Railworks.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Bullet Candy's pretty cool, by the way.
Kind of the more I think about Assassin's Creed 1, generally speaking, the more I hate it.
Even more than you did before?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, like listening to things you were saying, like those are all things that I kind of blocked out that I just put on the blinders and was like, I'm going to finish this game and it's somehow going to be worth it. And then the ending happens and it just, all those memories spiraled into a hate-filled, cake of many layers. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's for me to even, like, it's just weird for me to even just go, like, okay, I'm going to play 2. I'm going to try 2 and... Even just borrowing your copy, like, really kind of took a lot, because I really mm-hmm. just didn't even want to go back to that. But
you had such a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah, but it is such a marked improvement that once I kind of got in and got past the, we got to explain this, overarching story here. It's a really good game. It's still got a lot of flaws. It's still far from a perfect game, but I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know many open world shooters that you could call. Or shooters, just open world games in general that you could call perfect or anywhere close to
Assassin's Creed 2, perfect open world shooter.
Well, it kind of does.
NoQuarters.net.
Kind of does become a little bit of a shooter. Mm-hmm. You'd get some guns eventually.
Guns?
Yeah.
Muskets.
It's like Oblivion with guns.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But it just feels like they addressed every single complaint everyone had about the first one.
Pretty much, yeah. If anything, I'd say the combat actually kind of got a little worse in the second one, if that's possible.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did.
The timing is different.
They tried to put in like a counter system that doesn't always work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the only thing I would say was a negative from the first to the second is that I think the combat actually got a little bit worse.
Well, there were counters in Assassin's Creed Uno.
Yeah.
It's just they put in a different system for them.
The one in the first one is really simplified because it's either
a button.
And usually the only way to fight was to sit back, hold block, and then counter when they attacked you.
Yeah.
Like that was the easiest way to deal with that game because, I mean, getting counter kills was tough where you had to hit X as he hits them. Which, you know, obviously would be a one-hit kill if you got it right, but getting to that point was such a pain in the ass. And here they all have health bars while you're attacking them, so you know exactly how many hits you've done, and you can kind of chain them together, so it's a little bit more...
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's a little bit more involved that way, but it's also kind of...
It's muddy, and the camera kind of will go behind a building or behind a tree and kind of screw you out of seeing that someone's attacking you, so... Yeah, no, I mean, overall, it's still really good. I'm trying to think what else I can say without being at all spoilery, especially as far back as everything. I mean, I think I think for the most part, the characters are a lot more interesting in this one because there are so many, other than yourself. And,
Cause that's really a problem with the first one too, is you only interact with main dude.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, everyone else is kind of, you know, and the guys in the assassins bureaus, but that's about it.
Yeah.
You know, at least this one, you have friends and you have...
Well, you've got the friends in and out family. Of the Animus, you know, and you kind of get to know the character. I mean, they flesh out Ezio a lot more than they ever did Altair. So it's like, right off the bat, it's like he feels more interesting, even though I would love to see them... I hate to say it, but it's like I'd almost love to see them like some, you know, generation or two later in consoles, they go... Here's Assassin's Creed 1 Remix or HD, you know, like,
yes.
You know, fix it, you know.
Because I love the setting of 1.
Yeah.
The setting of 1 is very unique. And 2 works because they present it in such a historical context. Like, okay, this really is Florence. Okay, this really is Tuscany. You know, this really is Venice, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and you're partying with Leonardo da Vinci and eventually Machiavelli, who's an asshole.
Hey!
But that's what's interesting to me. Because, I mean, if you think about it, the setting... like Fable, everything that's ever been set in a fantasy setting is pretty much that same medieval,
you know,
here's your city, you know, town, here's your countryside.
Hey, there's a castle here.
Yeah. And that's, that's the only reason. And it's not Assassin's Creed 2's fault,
but
it's like the setting for 1 was so much better. That it's kind of like, well, why did we jump ahead to this kind of,
maybe we haven't seen Renaissance Italy, but I mean, we've seen things of that time period. I mean, Renaissance is just after the medieval time, so everybody's kind of still rocking the same kind of swords and look and castle-y kind of stuff as medieval stuff, which we've seen plenty of, and even if it's in a fantasy style world.
Just a little bit more liberal.
A little more mellow.
Chilling out.
But I mean, Crusade era Jerusalem? Fuck. When has there ever been a game like that, you know, in that setting, you know?
Well, and just running around in those cities... I don't know. There was something that was so much cooler about it.
Yeah.
Because it felt unique compared to everything else. And I think they've lost a little bit of that. I mean, even though the game is significantly better.
It's Mirror's Edge with swords.
What?
It's Mirror's Edge with swords.
Okay.
Not quite.
Set back in the day.
Sure.
With an Italian guy.
And not in first person. And non-linear.
And precisely.
No messenger bags and...
And it's not neon.
Far
colors.
More eagles.
Yeah. Good eagle cry there.
Yeah, There's things I really like about too. I don't know. I've got achievement wise, I've got like 910-920 points, something like that. I mean, I'm so close, but I'd
see so you're on that precipice
do I 100% it? But it's like everything that's left is the things that I hate that are achievement based. They serve zero purpose to anything in the game. I mean, you can
other than raising the value of your property or whatever.
Again, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I'm walking around with like 200,000 or 300,000 florins in my pocket, nothing to buy except for art. If I find the last couple of pieces of art that I'm missing, so it's just like I'm done with the game. I could run around and complete it, I suppose, but I feel no desire to really. I feel like I've gotten everything I need out of that game and then some. You know, I had fun doing some of the side stuff. I hunted and cleared out a few areas of treasure chests just because I was poor at the time. And I was like, I got a map I bought for 300 florins. So why not? I'll go find these things.
Get your money back.
Get my money back at least. And you know, so, and sometimes I do it just to, because, you know, just to clear out the map. I mean, I know you can go and toggle on what's on the mini map or on the map and not, but sometimes it's just like, this area is just too cluttered.
Yeah. I love so many of the things they added. They're like the tombs.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are a really fun, different area because it's almost like a puzzle area, figuring out how to get where they want you to get. And that's, God, it's just, it feels so completely, utterly different.
Yep.
And improved in just about every single aspect.
Yeah. The story, the overarching story, I'm not going to get it all spoilery, but I don't know. It's like I was really down with it for a certain period of time. And by the end of the game, I'm like, fuck you people. I mean,
really?
Just, yeah.
Brotherhood starts like literally seconds after it ends.
It's not as bad as the first one's ending of, ooh, this is mysterious. Mm-hmm. What does this mean? It goes off the rails really, really weirdly and towards the end of that game. I'd like to say more, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one thing that, like, in what I've played so far is kind of how it's, they kind of got away a little bit from the, okay, you need to assassinate this guy. Here's, you need to find out where he is and what he's doing. Like, it was handled wrong in the first one.
Yeah.
But I still kind of like that premise better than two, where it's just kind of like suddenly there's the guy and you have to go kill him and this is the mission. You know, it just pops up and it's not really like any of the, I kind of enjoyed the, okay, well, these guards are going to be positioned here. You can find this stuff out. I mean, you could set some strategy to it when you were going to take these guys out in the first one. And I think that's a premise that the way they've done the story, that's just dropped. Like, there's no going back to that. So I don't know. I'm still enjoying the hell out of it. I'm still going to play all the way through two. And if I get the points close enough to the 100%, I'll probably get it, which is going to be a yes, most likely. And
have fun hunting the feathers.
I've already got like 20 of them. So, you know, and then Brotherhood, that'll be the next thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see, but we'll have to play some multiplayer. Multiplayer is kind of fun. Okay. Yeah.
I'm down for that. I mean, I've got a few issues with Brotherhood so far, so.
Yeah. But you said you hadn't really played it enough to get into it too much.
I mean,
right?
I don't know. I've got 2 or 3 hours into it already, and coming fresh off of two, I can tell you specifically what's different and what feels kind of weird about it. What they did is they kind of split it up a little bit differently. Like, you could go and do a memory sequence out of two pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it almost kind of discouraged you to just, because I mean, if you didn't care a thing about the extraneous stuff in that game, you could probably beat two doing nothing but the memory missions in probably 3 or 4 hours. I mean, seriously, I'm not joking. It's like,
you think it's that short?
There's only, well, I think there's four, it says memory 14, but two of them are those DLC ones. So if you don't have those, I mean, you're only talking 12 memories. And I mean, most of the memory missions didn't take me very long at all to do the proper mission. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was just running around doing all kinds of other stupid shit and upgrading my villa and everything like that.
Yeah.
So Brotherhood.
Bro.
So
you got 3 more minutes of Assassin's Creed talk.
Do I?
BJ's cutting clock. Us off.
Well,
we've been talking a while about it, but
So I think its biggest sin is probably, you know, what happens early on in the game. And that's that it is a 100% direct sequel, like literally starting where
same scene
where, you know, Ezio's portion of Assassin's Creed 2 ends, you know, I'll just say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you pretty much jump back in. It's like, okay, here's where you were, and here's a quick little wrap-up video in case you, for some reason, didn't play one or two. Mm-hmm. But, so you go in, and it's like, hey, look, here, I've got everything. I feel like I've got everything I had from two, and I'm right in the same scene. All right, let's do this. We're, you know, bring on some new stuff. And, you know, it still feels very tutorially, you know, like, run here, do this. Here's how you backwards jump. Here's how you hit this, you know, kind of stuff. I'm like, great, yeah. Kind of got that down. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
The coolest thing they did add, and you find this pretty early on, is they've got these pulley things. I don't know if you encounter that in multiplayer at all, but they've got these, like, they look like kind of like an elevator, but you sort of walk up to them, kick them, and then it's like this, you know, like there's a heavy thing on the other end of the pulley, and it'll, you know, elevate you up to the top of the building really fast.
I don't remember seeing that in multiplayer.
But it's awesome. I mean, it's just like, there are certain places where it's like, you could climb up this, but or you can walk over here and go, shortcut. You know, just right up to the top. But the thing that it does that I understand it needs to happen in games, but when you have something that's such a direct sequel to this, it's the let's start you off exactly where you were and then take everything away.
Yeah. So is it kind of an abilities?
Yeah, well, that's this thing. Some people call it an abilities. Some call it the bag of spilling. You know, it's just an arbitrary thing happens, and now you're
back to square one.
Yeah, you're back like you never played the first game. And like I said, I understand that kind of needs to happen in certain games, but this being such a direct sequel, it just feels weird. It just feels like, oh, hey, sorry that happened. You kind of forgot how to do stuff. Like, that's the biggest thing. It's like, if you want to take my weapons away, fine. You want me to, like, lose my armor because something happened? Fine. But forgetting how to do things? I mean, yeah.
Like, you don't know how to grab ledges anymore or something?
Yeah, you can't, like, do the jump grab that you learn at about halfway point in Assassin's Creed 2.
Really?
Yeah.
That's kind of bullshit.
So, it just feels pretty egregious in this one. It's just like, you know, okay. You know, well,
do you think that comes from, like, directly finishing 2 and then jumping straight into 1, or do you think you would have cared as much if it was a year from now and you did that?
Maybe it wouldn't strike me as much. Maybe it's just because I'm coming right off of it and I feel like, man, I just worked for all this shit. I just got all this shit, and now, yeah, I don't know. Maybe
now you don't
maybe
got
that's,
it
maybe
no
that's
more.
A problem with the end game of 2, is that, you know, I don't necessarily like it when a game, you get your very last stuff and then there's like one more mission. You know, you get to use that stuff you had just unlocked, that shiny new stuff that you were working for, and you only get to use it for one mission.
That is, you know, God, I hate that in games.
I mean,
I hate that.
It's not one, maybe it's not one mission, but it by the time you get everything, it just doesn't feel like there's a lot of end game left, unless I was just running around doing cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
maybe it just feels that way because of that. It carried over to, hey, that stuff you had that you were itching to use, yeah, now it's all gone. You're back to common sword and, you know, this, that, and the other. But
lame.
All right. Now, the only other thing I want to say about Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, very quick.
Time's running out.
Is
BJ's asleep over there.
I don't know. I think this could potentially make... It could either drive me crazy or make me like the game less. And that, instead of just finishing something, they kind of grade you on how you finished it. Like, if you met all the weird little things about it, like do it in X amount of time, or assassinate someone doing it this way.
So they've added scores to missions.
Kind of, yeah. And it's kind of a fun suck of the game. It kind of that's one of the things I like the freedom of, is like, well, hey, how did you kill this guy? Well, I dropped over here, or I've pushed this dude into him, and you know.
So now it's all about finding the most efficient way to game.
Or it. Sometimes, I mean, there are times when it says, "Kill this guy by doing this." Like, so
yeah,
it just feels like it could be a little bit of a time or a fun suck out of it. It's definitely been a time suck already, because I had to go back and beat. I mean, they gave me 8 minutes to navigate through something that was like a tomb, and you know,
yeah, the first time you're not going to do that.
No. So anyway, it's good still. I just don't know. I don't know quite why it's got the high praise that it's been getting. I mean, I've seen it on a lot of people's top 10 games from last year, and I just
Fodies.
I don't know. It's good, but
apparently the story's pretty awesome.
Okay. Well, Machiavelli, I'll tell you right now, is a fucking asshole. I hate that guy right now. So.
Doesn't everybody.
Apparently he actually wasn't too bad of a dude, but that's a story for another time.
Wasn't too bad of a dude?
That's from the history cast.
Sure.
Yep.
Well, there's just no reason for him to be as big an asshole as he turns out to be in the very beginning of this game. It's strange.
And that's the Assassin's Creed trilogy.
Okay. I'm sure we'll be talking more about it next time. So, because I pray to God I've gone through Assassin's Creed Brotherhood by the end of.
I'm surprised whenever you're not we done cast with it, next. But yeah,
I
don't.
You think you're going to be done with 2 and on to Aspro by then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were already on Aspro.
No, I haven't finished 2 yet. I'm midway through 2 because I got all obsessed and compulsive about 1 and finding all those flags, even with a map, takes fucking forever. Not going to lie. Killing all those Templars, finding all them, takes forever.
Now, are you talking 100% achievement-wise, or are you talking 100%, like, 100%, like, going after every single damn treasure chest? Because you ain't finishing that by the time. Yeah, we're not finishing that up by the next quarter, Jesus Christ.
2, I'll probably do
there's a anything story-related,
and I do have the DLC, so I'll play through that.
Okay. But,
yeah. But, speaking of 100%ing things.
What?
Two things I did. Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare. I officially have 100% completion in that.
Okay.
And I'm just going to tell everyone who decides to go for this that when you have to kill grizzly bears with only a torch, stay on the pestilence horse that cannot get killed. That is basically the only fucking way to do that without hating the game completely.
Okay.
So there's your moment of cheat or whatever.
Brought to you by noquarters.net. Yeah.
But that was like the last thing holding me back pretty much. But yeah, the unicorn's all right, but it's not nearly as cool Charlie. As War. War is by far the coolest horse in that. But yeah, the unicorn's pretty fun with the rainbows that trail it. And when it's stationary, butterflies flutter around it. So it is like
just how charming
butterfly.
Yeah. It's just kind of hilarious. It's kind of hilarious to be running around on that, but yeah, I got 100% in that. So it's kind of depressing to know that I have 100% in both the main game and that. And it's kind of like, yeah, I've done everything there is to do in this world.
You should be proud of yourself. Those are Rockstar games.
I know it, but I hate to say it, but it's like, I almost want an MMO of that stuff. Cause I want more stuff to do.
Here's what you do. Delete your save game.
No, because I've already done all that stuff. But like that's the sort of thing I'm like, man, I just want to run around now.
Delete your save game. I'll hit you on the head really hard.
Let's work on that. Yeah.
No, but that, I mean, they it's a good sign because they did build a really compelling world.
Yeah.
And I've noticed
that whenever I
systems.
Hit that point in any Rockstar game, because I've got 100% in quite a few of them now. And that's when I was like, I told BJ, I'm like, should I go for 100% in GTA 4?
No.
And he's like, no, do not.
Pigeons.
No. Yeah. Because aren't there like 200 something pigeons
there's
or something in the game?
There's a shitload of them.
There's a lot of weird shit in GTA 4.
Yeah.
Like I think that's the
and
good thing.
And there's multiplayer achievements. And
I'm not even going to bother with multiplayer. Like Red Dead, I could try and go for all that multiplayer stuff, but
it's just, man,
it's too tough to get a game going.
Because, man, just don't do it.
Yeah. But one game that I was glad to 100% and I will never have to go back to again. No, Force Unleashed 2. The DLC came out for $1, which...
And you said you'd buy that for $1?
Yeah, I did. I would buy that for $1. I mean, I was angry at the game for being so short, so I'm glad they kind of acknowledged that and put this DLC out for $1, which is basically the lowest you can possibly charge for DLC. Because, I mean, it's like a gig download.
80 so. MISPs.
Yep, 80 space bucks. So yeah, this one is, you remember our adventures with the old Force Unleashed, where you get to be evil apprentice who kills Ghost Obi-Wan,
and
Ghost Obi-Wan gets the dark side awesome fight with Luke Skywalker.
Awesome.
Yeah, this time this one's set on Endor, where you're trying to kill everyone who's trying to blow up the shield generator on Endor. Yeah, so yeah, you kill Chewbacca and you kill Han Solo.
Yes, I hate those guys.
Yeah, and then you fight Leia, who is now a Jedi.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, why is she a Jedi?
Wait. Huh?
Because of she just is.
When
you get to the end, she says something. Oh, God, what is it? Because the apprentice comes in. He's like, I don't know why you even bother. And then she says something like, oh, God, it's so stupid video gamey. I can't even... trying to remember now, but she's like, when my brother fell at Hoth, I fulfilled the destiny that he couldn't. And
brother.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. So yeah. So then she drops whatever, like she was, you
oh
know,
my
she,
God.
She was wearing the camouflage outfit from Return of the Jedi. And so then suddenly she's wearing like a weird looking Jedi outfit. And
was it camouflage?
No.
Oh
no. And then you get in a really cheap fight with her and then kill her. And
that's because she's a cheap whore.
She's a cheap whore. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so you have to kill her at the end. And she doesn't say as many cheesy things as Dark Luke did. Dark Luke's still my favorite because his was by far the cheesiest out of all. But this is pretty... I'm glad it was $1. I'm glad I didn't... Even at like $3 or $4, I would have been like, Yeah, because it's very...
For $1, that's...
Yeah, for $1, it's one of those things where it's like, how
might
can you
well.
Not get this? So yeah, so I got all the achievements in that, beat it on the hardest setting. Though, of course, the game glitched on me and didn't give it to me the first time I went through the hard settings.
Super. The dark side is awesome.
Yeah, so I had to clear my cache, recover my gamer tag, and then play through it again on the hardest mode.
You should have just deleted your profile.
Yeah, and all the saves,
yeah,
all content associated with it. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought about that, and then that'd I decided that idea. Was probably a poor idea.
No, that would have been good for your Rockstar games, getting to play them all over again for the first time.
No. Yeah, but anyway, play so again. I went all the way through that, and then said, you know what? At least Force Unleashed, the main game's like 3 hours, so shit, why not? So I went through and basically beat that on the hardest setting, cleaned up all the little side achievements, and then got stuck on the very last one, which was the challenge rooms. Because I hate when games do that, where like all the achievements are easy, and then there's that one that's just like, if you want this, you are going to suffer for it, asshole. And yeah, that was the challenge rooms achievement in Force Unleashed. It's kind of like the Mile High Club in Call of Duty 4, which I still don't have. It was like that one that sat there taunting me. And so yeah, eventually I did become one with the game, get that. And then I took it out of the drive and said, I doubt I will ever play you again.
Never again.
I kind of hope I never play you again.
You wished you could quit it, and you did.
Yeah, I did. So yeah, that will probably be the last you hear about Force Unleashed 2. But yay. I have all 1,200 points in that.
I have less than that.
Yeah, yeah, you did beat it, right?
I did.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
I bought Force Unleashed 1 for like $10 at the GameStop.
That's a good deal. I like Force Unleashed 1. It's
I got hope some, I like it too.
It's got some video game goofiness, like some glitchiness, but in general, it's a pretty fun game.
Good.
You know, it's one of those fun third-person action games.
Kind of looking forward to it.
You got some neat powers to use.
Want to slash some dudes, you know, like you do.
Oh, yeah.
Somewhat excited.
The big reason it's worth it to get the Endor DLC, by the way, you can punt Ewoks.
Oh,
there's actually an Ewok drop kicker achievement for drop kicking enough of them.
How many?
I think it's 10 or 20, something like that.
Should be 100.
No. You can kick as many as you want.
Should be a village. It takes a village of drop-kicked Ewoks.
You tear up their village, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, Dark Side.
It's awesome. All right.
Are we going
to... We should probably take a break,
Ski, and then we can talk about the really cool games.
Yeah, BJ and I got one to talk about. Yeah,
Oh, yes, we do. We have a big one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys are blessed.
We are an island.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's so good.
There's a little teaser.
And I
can you figure out what we're going to be talking about?
Railworks 2?
No.
Oh.
You might
I'm going to talk about Railworks 2 when we come back.
Can you make
get excited!
Can you make a promise to me?
What's that?
You will talk about it for a shorter amount of time than we talked about Assassin's Creed.
Oh, I guarantee you.
Thank you.
Sweet.
I appreciate that. All right. Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll be back.
All right. Welcome back. No Quarters. Second half.
Ooh. Still a motherfucking video game podcast.
Always.
Always.
So,
MFBGP.
So, speaking of plastic peripherals.
Yeah. We've got the moment everyone who follows my Twitter has been waiting for.
Here it comes.
Harlow and I split a copy of Tony Hawk Ride.
Why God Ride?
The future of gaming is now.
Yes. Plastic skateboards exist, and they are in our possession.
Mm-hmm. They're not a myth.
Yeah. Nope. I saw it at Best Buy for $28.
That was finally the price point.
And I said, boy, it's close, but I just can't do it. And then Harlow, of course, was like, I'll go half in with you.
No. You offered that up. I just went along with it. I said, it's $28. That's worth $28 in Huber.
Yeah, that's right. You tried to bully me into buying it for $28. And I said, no.
We've been trying to bully you into buying it for like
$128. Yeah. But no, I held strong.
You did. You're a
I,
man.
I held out when it was like $50 on Amazon. I'm like, no.
You're a man of conviction.
Live strong, sir.
So yeah. So basically I got it for $14, okay. Which you still owe me $14.
Maybe.
You son of a bitch.
But that's used. It's worth less now. I'll give you GameStop credit. I'll give you $5 whole game.
How about that? And I punch you in the face as hard as I can.
I've already played the game. I've suffered enough.
I will hit you in the face with this plastic skateboard. But yeah, we tried it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a really nice skateboard peripheral. If it worked,
it is a really nice peripheral.
If it worked,
it's well designed. Other than the electronics that make it work.
Yeah, it is constructed well, but. Functionally, it's a piece.
Yeah,
that's shit.
You know, and it's like we knew it was going to be shit, but we just didn't realize how shit it was going to be.
Yeah. My biggest complaint about the way it functions, and actually it kind of part of the design goes into this as well, but you just can't keep the thing fucking still for half a second, it feels like. You know, I don't have really, really, like, I don't have gymnast balance, but I don't have bad balance.
Yeah.
For as little physical activity
as I do. It
just
feels like if you want to go in a straight line, you can't, because you're always leaning either backward or forward, or...
or, like, quote-unquote side-to-side. I mean, side-to-side in relation to the direction of the board, but turning and stuff is just impossible to do well while you're standing on the board, and it's just broken.
Yeah.
It's so broken.
And trying to put your hand down, like, to touch the side of the board if you're doing a trick just doesn't feel right.
Yeah. It's... I don't know. I think somebody, like, my sister does wakeboarding, which is like skateboarding on water, basically. Mm-hmm. Or wake skating, sorry, which is like skateboarding on water. Mm-hmm. And she might be able to handle something like this, because not only is, you know, does she do that, she's also a gymnast, so she's got really good balance.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody without a lot of coordination being able to handle this, play this game how it's meant to be played.
Yeah.
And like, it's maybe just, a skateboarder,
you know, it just also wasn't fun.
Yeah, I don't think this game was really meant to be played in any way, shape, or form. That's the problem. The game itself would be terrible even if the peripheral wasn't doing what it's supposed to do.
Well, no, I don't think the game would be
It's a skateboarding game on rails, basically, just about.
Well, what we've played has been a skateboarding game.
It's pretty much the whole game.
Have you played some of the single-player stuff?
I'm pretty sure that's what the game is.
That's what we actually did first. We skipped the training. You're the only one who's done the training.
Yeah, but we played party mode. So... and when I was doing the training, it was letting me skate back and forth and do circles and shit. Mm-hmm. But the game modes that we've all played together have been the on rails modes.
Yeah,
and I think the free skate is going to be different.
Maybe.
You know, but without the skateboard controller, it might be a competent, you know, it might be just a Tony Hawk game. But with this fucking plastic skateboard, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's just really disappointing because the skateboard looks so nice. And
yeah.
The weight of it feels so nice and everything, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's the biggest disappointment more than anything is...
it just doesn't work.
But we were expecting that.
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm still disappointed.
And we were expecting something super terrible, but it's not like it's super terrible. It's not like broken game terrible. It's just dull, boring, not fun terrible.
Yeah. About this game, I feel like my parents when they go, you know, I'm disappointed in you. That's what I feel like.
Tony Hawk Ride,
I'm disappointed in you.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the box.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I would like to see them make something that works in that fashion, because I can see where the fun could be with this game.
Yeah, you hope it's just the tech. Or, you know, that it's just the way it's programmed and not necessarily the way the board works. But I'm afraid it's a bit of both.
The fact that the bottom of the board makes it so easy to tilt it, mm-hmm. you know, to the left and right, I think that kind of screws it right there. Because you can't fix that.
Yeah.
Really, you could put that, you know, you could put that tape that they send with it. You could put that on the bottom, and maybe that would stabilize it a little bit. But still,
whatever.
I don't know. Every time I'd try to turn. I'd turn one way and then overcorrect and start losing my balance, and I'd be wobbling back and forth on the skateboard or on the ride board, and I'd go the other way and I just couldn't control anything. So
it's the Too Human of skateboarding games.
Pretty much.
It's the Citizen Kane of Too Human.
Let us speak of it
games.
No more.
This chapter is closed. Tony Hawk Ride. Fuck a bunch of that.
Farewell, Tony Hawk Ride.
Put it on the box.
Now we need to get Tony Hawk Shred.
Can we
probably
play
get
it with
like $10 now?
Can we play it with a controller?
That's the sequel.
Same thing.
Fuck.
Though apparently it has terrible FMV. Like after you finish a track or whatever, it's got some dude that pops up who's like, "Man, you totally shredded that."
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that,
I mean, like one of those douchey punchable snowboard skateboard looking guys,
right?
That's
like the
wacky hair
and yeah. Let's talk about some good games.
Yeah. So BJ and I.
Woohoo! Because we are awesome.
Completely random, me browsing the Xbox Live Marketplace.
Which I will forever be in your debt for.
Yeah. Suddenly I'm like, wait a minute. How come Big Surf Island for Burnout Paradise is only like $6 right now? And BJ said, I don't know, but let's buy it.
560 space dollars?
Or, yeah, okay, so that's like $6 or $7, I think. But either way, you know, it was down from like the, I think it was $12.50 originally, something like that. So I was like, well, shit, why didn't I buy this yet?
Yeah, and we pretty much bought it almost as soon. I think I tried to log in from my phone.
Yeah,
and
didn't
buy
work from your phone.
Something like that. But as soon as I could buy it, I bought it.
It was in our download queues immediately.
That's right. I went on my work computer and I bought it. That's right. I logged in.
Uh-oh. Is this an ongoing price or do you not know?
I don't know if it's an ongoing price.
It was never announced that the price dropped on it. Because all the other DLC dropped to, it used to be $8 for like, or $10 for party mode and cops and robbers. And those dropped to $5 a piece.
Hmm.
So, and I think like all the extra cars dropped in price also, but I don't know what the deal was, if it was permanent or not, but all I know is I went back into Burnout Paradise and God help me. That's why I have not beaten Assassin's Creed 2.
That was one of the reasons I didn't beat didn't even bother with more of Assassin's Creed 1.
I swear to God, I was like a fat guy who just found out they opened a new Chinese all-you-can-eat buffet. I was like, fuck.
It's like
Oh no.
I was like,
I can't stop eating. Oh God. There's more. there's more ramps and smashes and billboards and
it took us what, like 2 days to get all of them?
Yes.
Yeah.
BJ and I
was
just
like Explosion Man in a cake factory.
We fucking devoured that game.
We did.
Like that area, it was just like God, Burnout Paradise is so fucking good.
And right now I think I have all of the all the Showtime records for everybody.
Nice.
And I just lit that game up.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in the achievements. Only one of them is truly like awesome, is the one where it makes you go off a specific ramp and get a certain amount of airtime, which is by far the biggest ramp in the game.
Oh yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
Maybe.
No, that's
what about
be
the bridge? The one coming The bridge ramp coming back is pretty, because you jump over the entire bridge.
But no, we went ballistic.
We went bonkers.
Yeah. Though we were disappointed in a couple of things. Achievements.
It was lame.
It was like, hey, you found 10 smashes. Cool. Find the other 50. You know, it's like, okay. You know, and then it was find it for a certain number of billboards, find a certain number of gates. And then that was kind of it. You know, it was like, hey, beat some races. All right, you're good. It didn't even like care that if you beat all of them, it didn't care about the other stuff. And I was a bit disappointed that it only gave you toy cars too.
Yeah, that was going to be my other disappointment, because the toy cars, they're neat for, you know, for a little bit of time, but they don't really add anything to the game like the other cars did. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I kind of feel shafted on the cars.
Yeah.
And you get this giant SUV thing also. Is one of
I
the
didn't
other
get the giant SUV.
I think that's for finding all the races, and I don't know if you found all the races.
I found all the races, but I still don't have that. So I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe there's certain ones. Maybe it's for beating all the stunt runs or something.
I haven't beaten all the races yet.
I've beaten all the races. The only thing I haven't done, I think, is the Freeburn online stuff. And Harlow,
yeah,
you need to get this so that we can.
I'm looking at it right now. But see, I'm so far behind in regular Burnout Paradise that it feels silly to buy this.
Well, why?
I don't know.
Buy it so you can friggin' play it with us.
Okay.
Seriously.
Because we like to play this game.
Right.
Do we not?
I like to play it, yes.
All right.
I haven't played it as much.
Let's get on and play some game.
It's worth it, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you... I know you enjoyed Burnout Paradise. Yeah,
there's
we all did.
Some lunatic shit on there.
Yeah. But the new areas are... It's just... It's fun. The new areas feel different from the original game, for the most part.
Yeah, it does have a decidedly different feel to it.
Yeah.
It feels more like one giant stunt run, almost.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, yeah. And just, you know, climbing. There's a lot more of the go up through this building under construction and get to the roof and jump off the roof and do crazy shit. And
the primary reason I just clicked buy it is it took away the weird 60 points I had for some reason. I'm now at an even number of
you're
Microsoft
obsessive
space
compulsive
dollars.
But mine, I have like a 5 at the end of mine. I don't know what I bought that was 5 points or an odd number of points, but weird. But yeah, I know Burnout Paradise is old, but goddamn, that game is still so good. Like,
just,
if you don't own any racing game, that's the one you buy.
Right. It's just so well-polished and well-fleshed out and huge and complete
as
a game.
It's just fun. It's fun. It almost doesn't matter what car you're in.
No.
You can still have a hell of a lot of fun in that game.
Well, when I was done getting everything but the Freeburn challenges, I hopped on one of the motorcycles and like, you know what? I have some stuff to finish with these motorcycles. Mm-hmm. I might as well do it. So I did.
God, it's a rabbit hole.
I spent like 3 hours riding motorcycles around the island, setting all the times.
Like I could see, like imagine somebody that's like one of the only games they own. They wouldn't even complain.
I mean, no, God,
there's
no.
So much there. So
that was the only game I played for a long time. So
yeah,
but it's sweet. So Big Surf Island, 560 Microsoft Space bucks.
Yeah, got some other DLC for you guys.
Buy it
real quick.
Go ahead.
Well, not real quick, but Crackdown 2.
Okay.
Knobs on TVGP convinced me to get the Deluge pack, which basically turns it into an arcade mode where it's like kill as many dudes in this area as you can. And then once you kill them all, we'll send you into a new area. It's almost like a horde mode, but all arcade scoring and other crazy shit. And it makes that game fun again.
Oh, really?
A hell of a lot of fun.
Wow. Maybe
like,
I'll have to
like crazy fun because they give you like awesome weapons. They're just like, okay, here, you want some flockets. There you go. You know, and you don't have to deal with cars. You know, it's just so good.
Is it like a separate area from Paradise Island or whatever it's called?
No, it
Pacific
uses
Pacific Island.
Yeah. Pacific
Island. City.
No, it uses all those. I mean, you pull it up from the main menu.
Okay.
It's like, you know, you go into that mode instead of, you know, new game or continue game or whatever, you just select Deluge.
Cool.
And then it lets you choose what area of town you want to be in, and there's, you know, all of them. And then it uses jump pads. Oh, yeah, it's all multiplayer.
Is this the
nice
toy box or is it something else?
Toy box. Okay, toy box is worth getting because it gives you rocket boots.
Okay.
What?
Which means, yeah, if you fall off the side of a building, fire up your rocket boots. You're back up that building.
How high, like, do they give you
they
a serious
run out of
jump?
Gas.
Do they?
But no, they will give you a boost. Like, you can fly up the side of a building if you want.
Awesome.
Yeah. Like, that alone is worth getting the toy box, but Deluge
is
a separate pack. I think they're both, like, $7.
It's a weird price.
It's like $560, I think. Something like that.
I don't know. I'm not finding it. I see something that says Agent is back, 240 points. Fun with Friends, I've apparently already got because it was free, I guess. Toy box is 280 points, but I'm not seeing
actually,
Deluge.
Get the free download because that'll just let you join my game and play on that, I believe.
Okay.
So I'll have to show you, but it is, goddamn, it's fun.
Yeah, they're not showing up for me on the website thing.
We'll have to look, but it's a crazy arcade mode that is well worth it. Because Crackdown 2, as you know, we were pretty down on. This made the game fun again, at least for me. And I know Knobs, he just went nuts over it because he wasn't as down on Crackdown 2, but he knew there were problems with it. But yeah, he's like, it's like one of those things where we both said, man, I can't imagine if this had actually shipped with the game, it would have been, you know, we probably would not have had any of the complaints that we had about that game.
Cool.
But yeah, definitely worth buying.
Well, it sucks that you have to spend more money to make Crackdown 2 fun again, but
it'd probably be good for people that can now get Crackdown 2 for like $20.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then it's not that big an investment to get the really awesome stuff.
Here it is. Premium Deluge Pack. If you go onto the marketplace.xbox.com and go
to
Crackdown
2. Wait, it's only 280?
It says Premium Deluge Pack right there, 280.
180 points.
Yeah, so
just like 350.
Get Deluge and
Toy Box.
And Toy Box for 560 Microsoft Space Bucks.
Yeah, that's
another 560. That'll take me to a weird number again.
Just shut your face. Shut up. Yeah.
But yeah, that's that sounds like fun.
Yeah, so, it is a hell of a lot of fun. Highly recommended, sirs.
Yeah, anything that can redeem Crackdown 2, mm-hmm. which had so much potential.
Yeah.
Possibly. You know.
It's really a fun mode.
Cool.
A smart addition to the
game. That's exciting.
You know what else is exciting?
Trains?
Trains.
Yes! I get to talk about trains.
So, in your Steam browsings, apparently you're able to fulfill all your train fantasies.
You have to blame me for this one.
Yeah.
I mean, I told them about the sale, like,
night
it happened. You know, because they were doing that weird, like, it rolled over at, like, a weird time of day.
Right.
Yeah, it was, like, 2 in the afternoon or something.
Yeah. Well, that's good, because it's like, hey, it's 2 in the afternoon, and if you forget, you know, when you get up in the morning, you can still get it, which is cool. But during the Steam holiday sales, I bought Railworks 2, which is from trainsimulator.com. and it is a full-out, like, Microsoft Flight Simulator style train simulator. Like, it is... It's not like, ha-ha, trains. It's a real train simulator. And I'm a big fan of trains, so I fucking bought it because it was on the extra cheap. I think it was like $6, something like that. And normally it's like 30. It was a ridiculous deal. It was just too ridiculous to pass up. And
you like trains.
Yeah, and I like trains, as you have probably learned if you listen to any of our other podcasts.
Our others? Our multitude of others?
Any of our other podcast. I haven't gotten a whole lot of time with it yet, but I spent about an hour playing through kind of like the training scenarios. And you can...
Training,
yes. Training. But you can do like holy fuck crazy train shit, but you also are encouraged to actually drive it like you're supposed to drive a train, which is slightly disappointing because there's a part of me that goes...
Runaway train? Never coming back?
Exactly. There's a part of me that actually really wants to go crazy train. Mm. But you can drive a whole bunch of different trains.
You will go off the rails if you do that.
I know. I'm excited about that.
You want the derailing simulator?
I want to hit the skurve. Let's see. They've got a ton of DLC for this game. Like, probably retail price, like $300 or $400 worth of DLC for this game. You can buy additional trains and additional areas to train in. And all sorts of stuff. And apparently they've got a level editor sort of thing. Like, you can design your own little train town, sort of like Gomez Adams. You know, you can build your big crazy train area. And it's really cool. I mean, it's not for everybody. If you don't like trains or simulators, you're going to think this game is total shit.
I think that game is total shit.
So there you go. You probably wouldn't like it, but enjoy the fact that
I am not a fan of trains or simulators.
Enjoy the fact that I enjoy it, because it does bring me joy.
Every time I log into Steam and I see that Mr. Brink is playing this.
Yes. You'll be like,
I'll be all over it.
Awesome.
Ooh. I'll send you a message that says trains.
Okay. If you ever log into Steam.
That'll be the only thing I ever say.
Trains.
Chug.
I might even use an exclamation point sometimes.
Ooh.
Like,
you can honk the horn.
Oh, sold.
Yeah. Bye.
Is that the left mouse button action?
It's a space bar. You just slam that space bar.
Hell yeah. That's good placement.
Can I remap that to like a string? So I could just pull on it?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if...
Do they sell like the Steel Battalion train console?
If only. I would totally buy it. Yeah. You could probably use one of those SciTech... throttle things, because it has...
The world needs more train peripherals.
I think
it does.
So.
More train-based periphery. But man, I didn't realize how much there was to driving a train until this game. But I'm happy with it.
So can you do like electric and steam trains? And
yes.
Various? Yes.
Yes. So. From steam to bullet.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maglev trains?
You get to drive high-speed trains.
Nice.
I haven't gotten there yet, but apparently you can.
Oh, you have to work your way to the maglevs.
I don't know if you have to like work your way up to it or if you can just dive in, but I've been kind of doing the...
You've been training in order.
I've been training in order, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty much stayed in the yard so far.
Mm.
That's exciting.
I still say you should add guns to it so it can be a rail shooter.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
I hate you.
And then I will be unstoppable.
Yes. So that's your train talk?
So that's my train talk, yeah. Okay. And it took less time than Assassin's Creed.
It sure did.
Thanks.
I probably got more games to talk about if you want.
I'm going to talk about a game.
Nope, can't do it.
What game?
I'm going to talk about Limbo.
Oh, that's right.
How low can you go?
From the summer of arcade.
Yeah.
Limbo. Recently on sale for 800 Microsoft Space dollars.
The game I swore I had no desire to play. I played it. But yeah, sale got me. And, okay. So I have this to say about that. It is a pretty game. It's dripping with style. It was on sale. I think it's normally 1200 space dollars mm-hmm. on, is it Microsoft? Yeah. Cause it was a summer arcade. So that means it's 360 only.
Yes.
Dripping with style and, you know, presentation that you don't normally see in most games. No dialogue, no text, no nothing explaining it other than the menu to drop you in. It's just go in and figure it out, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. All that being said, I feel that $800 is still kind of a ripoff for this game.
$800?
Space points.
Space bucks.
Space dollars.
So 10 real dollars.
$10 is Starbucks.
Real American dollars.
Kind of a ripoff for this game. Okay.
Matt, how long did it take you to beat it?
Not very. Hours, maybe. Maybe.
Well, that's only $3 an hour.
I know. But no,
Force Unleashed 2 costs more.
I know. So... Here's my gripe about this game, and I think all of the hype that it's been getting, how it's, you know, showing up on everyone's top 10 lists and everything like that, because it's a lot of style over substance, and it's the kind of style over substance that gets a free pass. It's like if you make a Fellini film, it might not make a goddamn bit of sense to anybody but the person making it, but it looks cool and it's different and it's hip and it's arty, but does it make it good? And I don't know. I mean, to me, it just feels like this is the kind of game, like, everyone's talking about it because it makes you seem cool, like you're kind of, like, hipper than anything else, because the controls aren't that tight. I mean, strictly speaking, as a game, you have very little idea what you're doing, which I think is kind of a cool thing, you know, to just problem solve on the go with no instruction whatsoever. And but it's a whole lot of problem solving as it is, oh shit, that just killed me, let me not do that again.
Yeah, there, it's a lot of trial and error.
Yeah, and seen. To me, it's like, I don't know if I like, I don't necessarily like that gameplay, which is weird because I like Trials as much as I do, but that's, it's kind of a different thing. Like, this Trials is just kind of like, oh, that's funny. I crashed horrifically and my bike blew up, and let's not hit that ramp like that again. This this feels like that they're trying to paint this world of dreamlike things and kind of like an almost like an Ico kind of thing, like, you know, this misty, like, I've got to go save the girl, you know, who I guess everyone says is his sister, but it's never really explained. So he's just trying to get to this girl throughout the whole game.
Yeah.
But yeah, it really feels like it's like that indie movie that it's like kind of hip to pick this as like your game of the year or close to your game of the year. And it's 'cause I don't feel like it's that deserving. I mean, it's strictly speaking as a game. It's not anything super, super, super unique, really.
You know? Yeah. It's just kind of,
it's just in a style that you really never ever seen before. I don't think so.
Well, style can go a long way.
Yeah, it can. And it's got cool moments where it kind of flips the script and goes, oh, okay, now this can kind of happen. And, well, just kind of in subtle ways it changes it. Like I said, I'm not saying I dislike the game. It's nowhere near my, like, top 10. You know, it's like, okay, that was that weird short I saw at a film festival that was unique and cool looking. Not like, oh my God, this short was the year thing I saw that was awesome.
Well, nice thing about that kind of crap is there doesn't seem to be like an official, is there an official standard for the video game industry for their awards?
No.
So yeah, no. You don't have to, if anybody picks it as their video game of the year, can be wrong.
I feel like it's one of the kind of things that kind of separates like video game media from everyday average people. And like I said, I'm not saying I want to be an everyday average person, but you know, 'cause I'm not going out and buying Madden every year. I'm not buying, you know, I'm not that high on Call of Duty, whereas everyone else thinks it's, you know, Black Ops is the greatest thing they've ever played. Oh my God. But, you know, just like I said, it feels like it puts a weird separation to put so high of a hype on a game like this, when most people are going to look at this and go, what the fuck is this? Like, this doesn't even make any sense. Tell me what the hell I'm supposed to do. You know, like, great, I'm dying every 3 minutes.
Maybe
you
if you weren't such a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby.
Yeah. It just, there's like a real pretension level, I think, when you people are as high on this game as they are. It just, like I said, it just feels like that hip thing to do, to pick this game and say it's all that. And like I said, it's not a bad game. It's just,
oh, I look forward to playing it since I bought it when it was $10.
Sure. Yeah, but I mean, it was a quick crank it out kind of thing.
Yeah,
I mean, they've got some hella lame achievements tied to it. I mean, it's weird, there's like one achievement, there's like 100 point achievement out of the 200 you can get just for beating the game, however you did it.
And the rest are finding like little eggs, right?
Yeah,
I found one.
I don't know what the I didn't really look at anything prior to playing it. You know, I just don't usually do that.
Probably the way you should do it.
Yeah, I just don't like doing that with games. But yeah, one of them is like beat the whole game in like I think under 5 hours, only dying, or maybe it's less than that.
I think
like
it's only dying 5 times.
Only dying 5 times. No, there's a time limit too. Oh, it's really? One sitting. Yeah. One sitting, only dying 5 times. That's what it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you know the game well enough, you could do it. But even then, there's got to be some hard, tricky jumps later on.
Yes. Like I said, that's one of the kind of things.
So I remember
like,
seeing the previews and going, oh, shit.
Yeah, well, that's one of the things. I mean, it's like, I feel like you could become one with a game like Super Meat Boy. I mean, it's not a game for me. Like, I don't want that kind of frustration level. I just don't have that kind of patience, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But you could become one with that game. This, I just feel like the controls aren't tight enough that eventually the game will fuck you in some way. Just when you're trying to do that, not die so many times kind of thing.
Yeah.
Cause there's a lot of things where it was like, oh, failed again. Oh, failed again, failed again, failed again. And when I knew exactly what I needed to do.
You know what that sounds like?
What's that?
Trials.
Maybe.
Cause I didn't really talk about this last episode.
Okay.
I've been playing the shit out of Trials and it's hard.
Breaking my times probably.
Actually, no, I'm not really breaking many times. I've just been trying to get through the game. I have one track left on hard and I've hit a complete brick wall where I can't even beat the first jump in it.
Okay.
Cause it's basically one of those things where you have to go straight up a vertical wall and then tilt your bike a certain way to get over it. But you have to have set your momentum in a certain direction to make it work. And I don't know. I just can't seem to do it correctly. And God, Trials is one of those weird games where I love the hell out of the first third of it. And then all the tracks, like somewhere starting in medium and then in hard and expert, they just force you to play it the way that's not fun anymore.
Right. And that's why I stopped playing.
Yeah. They basically, you know, cause sometimes it's just fun to go full throttle through the whole thing and do crazy ass jumps. Whereas later on, it's just like, nope, it's all about throttle control. And you basically never, ever hit the gas all the way in those levels or you will crash and spear yourself on something and do stupid shit and die. So, yeah. So I downloaded the DLC levels and then just played through all the easy ones on that, too. And went for all the stupid achievements.
Man, you're crazy.
But yeah, but Trials, like, it's just such a weird disconnect where, I mean, I was gold, 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 gold. And then all of a sudden it's like, I can't even beat this track.
Right. Yeah. I know the feeling. That's, you know, like I said, that's kind of why I just stopped.
Yeah. There's a certain like point where, and that game, like they either needed more tracks that were in that medium area where it's just like, yeah, you might have some, it might be tricky, but you can get through it. Instead, it's the one, like the last one on hard. Like, I mean, when I can't even get through the first fucking jump, and I can beat levels on the extreme challenge, like I've beaten 2 of the 4 on the very last level, whatever it's called, extreme, insane, I don't even remember anymore, but
I like to think it's extreme with an X.
Actually, I think it is.
It might be extreme, insane.
But God, Trials, that game is so good and then it's so bad. And yet I am obsessed with trying.
It's so good, but some of the levels are so bad.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know how they tested it.
Those levels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the DLC was definitely, it was cheap and it was worth it for new levels. There were some really good levels in there too.
Yeah, I got it. Just haven't gone back.
Yeah, there's actually 2 DLC packs out now.
Yeah, I've kind of been going crazy buying like digital stuff, like DLC and digital games and then not touching them here recently because I've been a little obsessed with like 1 or 2 games. So
yeah, and sometimes that's good.
Sometimes.
Determined to acquire and play a shitload of games. So,
yeah.
I bought like total in the last month, 11 games in the last month.
Damn, dude.
That includes Steam games, but.
Okay, but still.
But yeah,
you're like reaching me proportions.
I'm piling it on because it's been such a drought for so long.
See, I think you're going to be making up for me.
I think so.
Because I haven't talked about it here, but I've got a new rule for 2011. For every new game I get, I have to complete 2 games.
2 games
that are sitting on
have.
My shelf
yeah.
that I already own. If I have not beaten 2 between when I got the last, you know, when I got the last new game, and then I can't buy the next one.
It's an interesting rule. It'll probably save you some money.
Yeah, because I've been buying the hell out of games. And I mean, last year was
you bought so many games.
I did.
Like, every time a game came out, like, before games, you're pre-ordered it. I pre-ordered 17 games this week.
I will admit, pre-ordered that's, the Kitsch edition.
That is having Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Because Amazon does that to you. They're like, hey, we'll give you $20 off your next game if you get this one. And you're like, oh, hey. And then you look and you've got like $20 worth of credits. You're like, well, shit, I'm getting this for $40 instead of $60.
Do you get that just for being Prime?
No, each game you order.
Right. Okay.
That's like your pre-order. Like, you know, so Red Dead, when I got that, it was like, hey, $10 off your next game. So I was like, well, shit, you know, because I think what came out, I'm trying to remember, I bought something that was like, you know, gave me the points that I was like, okay, well, I'll get Red Dead. You know, I can get it for $50. That sounds pretty good. It's got good reviews, you know, and then it snowballs from there because it's always, oh, hey, your next one's this much off and this much off. So.
And you don't have to worry about paying for shipping. And so. Yeah.
But then my problem was I would just like only play Red Dead or I'd play like Need for Speed Hot Pursuit for like 3 days and then forget about it. And, you know,
you need to give me that game if you're not playing it.
I will. I will loan that to you because, yeah,
I want to play the shit out of that game.
You are allowed to play the shit out of that game. Excellent. You can play the shit out of my copy of Need for Speed.
I'm going to finish a game or two first.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you've still got Assassin's Creed, so you're pretty close. You're near the end. As long as you're not doing all the extra shit that they want you to do, you're fine.
You know, I started to do some of the extra shit, and I think I'm just going to go back and just plow through it.
Yeah, just do the minimum to get through.
It feels like a huge waste of my time.
You're not a guy who cares about achievements unless you really love the game. So my advice, just burn through it.
Easy to get.
Burn through it so you can get to 2, and you can borrow it from Harlow and have a hell of a lot more fun. But yeah, but that's my new rule. I have to complete games before I can buy new ones.
What are you going to have completed so you can buy Dead Space 2?
Dead Space 1?
Assassin's Creed 1, and I'm going to have to beat Assassin's Creed 2 before Dead Space 2 comes out. But that's only in a couple weeks, isn't it?
I think it's the end of the month. Yeah. I think it's like the 25th or something.
Yeah, and then I think I'm going to have to just crank it out and Space 2. I might jump from Assassin's Creed 2 to Dead Space 2. That might be what happens.
Okay.
Because Dead Space 2, I can't wait for that fucking game.
You know, I played the demo, and I don't know. I think I've kind of chilled on it. Like,
really?
Yeah, I just didn't jump out and go, yes, order this now kind of thing. Hmm. I don't know. I think maybe I just let enough time slip that it just didn't. It wasn't grabbing me for some reason.
Hmm.
I mean, it's still fun. I
might have to play the demo.
Dismembering people is still kind of cool, but stomping on them to finish them off.
Mm-hmm.
That's still there. That emergent gameplay is still there.
Mm.
But yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. It's, I felt like the hand of Dante's Inferno was reaching in and touching this game a little inappropriately.
Were there demon babies?
It might have been something kind of looking like that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Fucking A, people. Damn it, Visceral Games, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, there might have been some baby looking things, but yeah, I was just kind of getting. Plus, I did play the demo, so I guess that's what I'm talking about. No, it seems like they mixed in something from Fear, like
Fear.
No, I don't know if you ever played Fear.
First Encounter Assault Recon.
Yes, that game. Because apparently Isaac's not quite right in the head now, so he's seeing shit. So, because kind of giving me a Fear vibe.
Okay.
So, yeah, try the demo.
He kind of was in the first one, too.
Yeah, he was kind of seeing some people, but this is much more like, you know, like
jump scare, cheap jump scare.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, I might.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
I might have to demo it before I.
There was a lot of those.
I go on Amazon and do the pre-order.
Fucked up, you know, horror movie. You know, let's splice 3 frames of film together on top of each other bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know. Somewhere, Green Cap is going, I told you. But yeah, no, I don't know. It just, like I said, it didn't grab me. And I really liked the first one. I enjoyed playing the first
There's
one.
There's part of me that wants to go back and just finish up my last achievement in that game, which is beating it on the hardest mode. But I don't know. I kind of want to do that before 2 comes out, but I almost wonder if that would taint the experience of 2.
Well, go try the demo.
Going straight
in. Free.
Yeah, demos are free, aren't they? Sweet. But yeah.
Yay.
That's probably the next game I get. But I got to beat Assassin's Creed 2 before I can get it.
Yep.
I'm trying to beat an old game.
What's the old game?
Half-Life.
Oh, God, that's right. You bought fucking Half-Life.
Well, I've had Half-Life.
Please at least tell me you're playing the Source. Source one?
Actually, I'm playing OG.
Really?
Yeah, I'm playing because it's the one I had, I think. I might
the Source one didn't even make any difference, I thought. It looked identical to me.
I don't know. It looked better.
Is it raised up?
Yeah, it's using the Source engine, so.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't see it raised up or anything. All the models are still chunky 1998 models.
I don't see that it would make a difference that much in this game. I mean, it's kind of weird, though. Like, I don't know really anything about the Half-Life universe for the most part, and so it's kind of odd learning what's going on. Okay. And right now, I feel like a fucking freaked out scientist.
You probably should, yeah.
Which is, I think, what I mean.
You're more like a maniacal serial killer who doesn't say a word and kills things.
I mean, that's crowbar. That's something that's like hiding in the back, a specter in the back of my head because I've really heard that before. Yeah.
Thank you, idle phones.
Yeah. You know, that is something that I'd been thinking of, is like this mute guy has kind of...
This mute serial killer.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kind of gone crazy, but yeah, it's weird. It's strange playing a game that's kind of old and
kind
PC.
Of?
Yeah.
I think most people would classify Half-Life 2 at this point as old.
Probably, but you know, whatever. Screw them. I don't like them anyway.
I think most people classify Half-Life 2 Episode 2 as old at this point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well,
or Half-Life 2, or as I like to call it, Full Life.
Dirk.
I hate you. I still hate you.
I mean, yeah, this game is old. And some of the things that I can't remember if it was Mackie or Harlow helped me realize was like, this game was the height of AI technology at the time, and it was kind of groundbreaking.
I
remember playing it and just being shocked that guys would flank you.
Sure.
And that they would use grenades to flush you out. Because really, at that point, I mean, I love Quake, I love Doom. Duke Nukem, I love Doom dearly. But it was pretty much monster spots you, monster runs towards you.
Yeah. And these guys, and like, if you hide kill behind them,
yeah, these guys would
and...
use cover, they would, you know.
I just always remember it being the thing that changed the way storytelling was done in games, because it's, you know, it's all in engine type of, you know, that was the new thing that was like, holy crap.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing everyone took from it. But the AI advances in that game at the time were kind of a huge step.
Now,
but it's really weird because, you know, I've been playing all these
new games,
current generation console games, and the AI in these games is just masterful compared to old FPSs, and this seems like, I mean, guys are running into walls every once in a while. I'm like, God, these people are fucking dumb. His AI sucks. But I don't know. It's a neat experience. And it's a lot more frustrating than I thought it would be.
Yeah. It is possible to get stuck.
It is not an easy game.
So save often.
Yeah. I've mastered the art. Well, I haven't mastered the art, but I have learned the art of quick saving.
F5.
F6, I think.
Oh, is it F6?
Yeah. But, because I'd never really been a quick saver in a game. I just save occasionally.
You know, what
back
was,
in ye old days.
What was the game? When did the first Fear come out? Was that, was a long time
ago.
That
was like 2003 or 4.
Oh, it's way after Half-Life. I'm trying to think, there was something.
I want
to
say that maybe even later than that.
Okay. Because there was some game that had bullet timey things like Fear did.
Max Payne?
No, it was an FPS type of thing, but I just remember that being the game that finally made me go, wow, AI can actually act like proper intelligence. I mean, Fear had some good AI. I mean, the guys would run up, dive, you know, you would throw explosives and they'd actually go, oh, shit, and dive out of the way kind of thing. But
yeah, I've noticed the AI and Half-Life run from my grenades, which is, they're not very good at it. I mean, they kind of run into each other and then walls, but they're at least trying. God bless them.
Yeah.
But God bless those blue ship bastards.
One thing you got to be prepared for, you're going to be playing that game for a while.
Yeah.
Half-Life is really long.
Yeah.
For a first-person shooter, we've gotten used to, like, Call of Duty, hey, 10 hours max.
Yeah.
But Half-Life, it's probably about 20, if not more.
That's all right. I think I've burned through, I don't know, I might have played it for 5 or 6 hours. So that's not bad. I mean, that's what I sit down and get completely sucked into to stuff like that for a good session. So
does this mean you've never played Half-Life 2? Well, I just don't know. Some people skip.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay.
So
see, that's where you're in for a treat, I think.
Yeah, I've got the rest of Half-Life, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
You want to go back and play this?
Yeah, Half-Life 2 is like
It's a big jump.
I heard it was great, but like when it came out, I didn't have a PC that was capable of playing games. Yeah. I could barely run Half-Life on my old machine.
That's an old machine.
It was
it was old.
It was in rough shape.
It was 386.
Dusty.
AMD Duron, one of those soldered to the board processors.
Sweet. Yeah, boy.
1 gigahertz of hot, nasty, badass unspeed. It was terrible. Nice. Anyway, but yeah, Half-Life. It's a game, and I'm playing it.
I'll be curious to see what you think by the end of it.
We'll see.
Yeah.
They need to tell me more shit. I'll tell you that.
Don't expect it.
Don't expect it.
Okay.
Not at all.
Never mind then.
Go to Wikipedia if you really want to know.
That makes me wonder,
did they ever release that Black Mesa thing that they were doing? Total recreation?
Oh, I don't know.
Of original Half-Life actually using like the source models and...
Oh, I don't know. That would be pretty awesome though.
Yeah, like there were guys who were working on it and it looked fucking incredible.
Yeah.
But they've been working on it for like 6 years.
It's just weird to think
about. I don't think it's ever happening.
It's weird to me to think about like now the source engine just feels dated. It just feels weird. Like not right to me. I know it's still good in some ways, but I mean, it's just...
Yeah, like still nobody has topped it for eye movement and lip syncing.
Sure, yeah, no.
Nobody is even close.
No, compared to them. I agree with
that. And that's what amazes me is that nobody can fucking get it right. You know, you play something like Alan Wake and they can't even get it right in the cutscenes. And it's like Half-Life is doing this with the goddamn... It drives me crazy sometimes to think about that.
Yeah. I don't know. The Unreal Engine, if done right, can do it pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's something about that engine just feels weird still to me. I don't know. Source Engine just feels dated and weird. Mm-hmm. Needs a big update.
Well, they keep updating it with the...
There's minor updates,
in the episodes, but...
It's still kind of clunky. I'm
curious to see what shows up in Portal 2.
Yeah, it just feels like a weird old school 3D. Like I am picking this up on the Y axis, moving it to the Z axis. There's just like that weird like everything feels like a point in space kind of thing.
Everything is a point in space, Harlow.
Yeah, but usually it can more seamlessly flow through a lot of points of space. Yeah, like the explosion models in the source thing, for example, just feel like they kind of go dunk, 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 like I'm just hitting these various points.
Yeah, this is the only thing I have to relate to this conversation, but like moving boxes, they move really strangely. Like, moving boxes across the floor when you have to push them, they don't move like anything in nature or physics. It's very strange. I don't...
Well, and the gravity gun too, in the second one, when you move stuff and like when it makes contact with something, that's when the game gets really janky. Where it'll suddenly like do the super fast jerking around, you know, smashing into things.
Yeah. We don't know how to collide. Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. But yeah, that's... Yeah, the Source Engine... I mean, it is like 6 years old now.
I know. Like I said, I'm not trying to knock it. It's once the initial, oh my God, wow factor of it wore off like a year later, it just felt like, okay, this feels kind of weird. Like,
but the thing is, it runs on just about any machine at this point.
Sure. So
that's a big plus.
That is.
So do you guys have any more games?
Do you want me to talk the jamness that I've been putting too much goddamn time into lately?
That's right. NBA Jam. Speaking of hard ass games.
Well, Remix Tour is done. That's the hard thing in the game.
I can't believe you beat Remix Tour.
Now doing the campaign mode is going to be like a walk in the park.
Thing with that game, aren't you?
He already has.
As best you possibly can with that. It's still a shit game.
As I said, we tried to get one of the in-game achievements was to unlock Dan Marley. You have to score 100 points in the game.
With one person.
That's with one player.
Yeah. You have to pull a Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah. And you've impregnated lots of women. You can't unlock Wilt Chamberlain, you know. That would be much better. But Dan Marley apparently is their substitute.
Woo, Dan Marley.
Yeah.
Dan, Phoenix Suns?
Dan Majerle. Yeah, Suns. And then he played for the Heat too, but mostly the Suns. But yeah. So anyway, we played that mode to unlock that.
Rockin' and just tried Dan to Marley. Do it.
We set 5 minute quarters, no shot clock, or 15 second shot clock.
Shortest shot
clock. No goaltending. Just tried to do it as ridiculous as possible. And of course, you know, we just blitz through the first two quarters. You know, we're up 60 to 30. And then the game hit fuck you mode. And we only we scored 96 points in the game.
That was depressing to watch.
It was.
Because you guys, like, you were doing
inbound,
okay.
Inbound push. Okay, I got a back push.
It was infuriating. Like, that. Nothing infuriates me like that game. Nothing. Because it's like, it's so completely transparent about how it's fucking you.
Mm-hmm.
And, and it's so transparent, you can predict it happening.
Yep.
Whereas basically, we just let them score. We played another game after that where we scored, 126 points, I think?
Yeah. You got your 100, and then I was like, I'm just going to score.
Yeah, and then so you scored like 20-something points in one quarter. But
or as it's like, as I said it, it's like you're Neo and you can see the Matrix.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what NBA Jam is like.
You get to that point where you see the fuck coming.
Well, yeah, you can see the calculations the game engine is making,
mm-hmm.
where it's just kind of like, okay, they're up 20.
Let's see. There's
time to turn, time to block everything. Time for them to miss
7 minutes left in the game. They're up by 27 points. If we, and we can make them lose by 3, if we do this,
well, the 100 point one, it's like they knew we were going for it and they were just denying me from ever getting, like, I would miss alley-oop dunks. I would miss, guys would block me out of,
like,
nowhere.
30 in a row.
Yeah.
You know, and guys would, some guy would jump up and you'd fly across the screen.
Yeah. I mean, there's, God, and I can't believe you beat Remix Tour. I still can't. Though I did beat the 121 game that I complained the hell about. Yeah. I sat down and beat it first time here after spending a month away from that game.
Yep. The force was with you.
Yeah. Gee Whiz was defeated, as was Minute Bowl.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just wait till you play the Timberwolf. That's all I got to say.
Oh, God.
That's the worst three matches of the whole bracket, I think.
It's playing the Timberwolves?
Yeah, I don't know why. Because, what they do to you, like, certain games have, let's say, modifiers. And theirs are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a game where, like, somebody hits one shot and they're on fire.
Well, yeah, you told me about Larry Bird.
What?
Yeah. There's, well, anybody, you included. If you hit a shot, you're on fire. If they hit a shot, they're on fire.
So it's always on fire mode.
Pretty much for whoever
hit
the last shot.
Yeah.
Yes, Larry Bird boss battle. If he gets on fire and he shoots a three, he gets 3 3-pointers. It goes.
So he gets him nine points.
After he's just gotten a minimum of 6. You know, because
like seriously, I just wonder if EA Canada, I guess, are the guys who designed it, if they just hate everyone that plays this
game. They hate America.
Maybe they just hate basketball, you know. They're like,
maybe.
Fuck, we have the Raptors.
It just seems
fuck
like
them.
Unnecessary, yeah. You know?
Sure.
That's why I'm amazed that you beat it. I don't think I'm ever going to get to that point.
Yeah, well, we tried to cheat it. I was trying to pay back my Fallout 3 debts a little bit by, you know, letting him jump in right before I did the beat the Beastie Boys. But even though he was signed in as second player on my career,
it did not
give points to both.
And I love that you beat the Beastie Boys without them ever scoring on you.
They never touched the ball, sir.
Yeah. He won the tip and then dunk, 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 dunk,
fire,
dunk,
dunk,
dunk, done.
That's awesome.
Plunk. I was like, holy Christ, how did this just happen? You know, the Beastie Boys are really easy.
You don't fuck with me and
Jam, sir. The Beastie Boys are really easy, or you have completely melded with the game.
I've, like I said, I've seen through to the Matrix. Mm. I know what it's going to do before it does it.
Yeah.
I know Balfu.
In a semi-related story, I told you about my brother coming over with one of his friends, right?
No.
Okay, so my brother comes over to, I don't know, get something, and he had one of his friends in the car, and they were just like, he said, like, I'm going to run in, get this, and leave, and his friend had never been here, and he was like, oh, I got to show you the studio and everything that they have here, you know, all this. So he walks in, and he sees the arcade cabinet, and he's like, what game is that? And I'm like, pick one. Mm-hmm. He's like, what do you mean? I was like,
how old was this guy?
Probably
like our age-ish.
Yeah. Okay. Mid 30s. So
that's nowhere near my age. That's fucking old.
Okay. I hate you.
So yeah, he goes, so I fired up, and of course the last game played is, you know, tournament edition jam, you know, cause that's and what we always play.
And he's like, and he's like,
he was like, let's go. I'm really good at this. And I'm just like, I'm looking at my brother. I'm like, you want to play? I'm like, he's like, no, he's just kind of giving me a look. And I'm like, all right.
Him.
So he just started talking shit and talking shit.
What factor did you defeat
him? I'm totally slow rolling him. I'm just like, because I don't like to do that. Like, I'm not someone who's going to patronize you, but I don't like to totally blow someone out so that they get pissed. Like, the last thing I wanted was like some guy's fist through my arcade machine because I'm like beating him 50 to nothing, you know?
Right.
But so I'm just like kind of slow rolling him and stuff. And he's like, man, that's cheap. Just cheap. You should start talking shit. He's like, come on, let's go. And I'm like, all right, it's on. It's just like, yeah, I beat him by like 20 something, I think.
That's not,
yeah. I didn't totally blow him out, but at that point I couldn't.
So he must have been pretty good.
He was all right.
If you beat him by 20.
Yeah.
I'm used to getting beat by you by like 50. So.
But he also picked the Lakers because I guess he didn't realize it was the Lakers from Tournament Edition, which are the terrible, terrible Lakers.
It's like Nick Van Exel and Vlade Divac, Eddie Jones.
Vlade Divac and I don't even know who else. Vlade Divac was the only guy who actually recognized his name. That's how good they were. Yeah, I was like, I'm sorry, dude. Me, I have Mullen and angry Chris Hardaway.
Chris Webber. Tim Hardaway is the other guy.
Yeah, I was like, combining the two there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You should have played as the Lakers instead to give him a fighting chance.
You should have played as Milwaukee Bucks.
You don't want to play them.
Been like Brad Lojas.
You don't want to play them.
Nice.
All right.
So, only a couple things left to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Dance Central.
Woo-hoo. Oh, God. I forgot about that.
We danced it up on New Year's Eve.
We played so many. We're going to have to do this every other week or something. Yeah. We played too many games in a month now. Now the winter of games.
The winter of games has begun. The year of
game has begun.
Well, we've talked Dance Central. We had fun. New Year's party. Just about everybody.
Suddenly Dance Central became the game. We had so many dance offs.
Mm-hmm. We did.
Challenge.
Dance battle.
God, it.
That is a fun game when you have a couple drinks.
It is.
I didn't even have any drinks, and that was a fun game.
That is a fun game when I have a couple drinks.
Yeah.
I will agree with that. It'll only substitute you for me.
Okay.
Well. And we just started doing like dance moves during the freestyle sections.
Oh, yeah.
The freestyle sections were the best.
Luckily, we had a big, deep room. So we were all in the back behind the couch just doing stupid shit. We were trying to do stuff in slow motion so it looked different.
So it looked normal.
Sped it up.
Oh, man. Freestyle mode was excellent. But yeah, that game is definitely a party game.
Yeah. And it's just proves how. I think it's even more intuitive than like the Wii. Cause I mean, some people just, you put a plastic thing in their hand and even though all they have to do is go wiggle, 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 they still go, you know, like
you should see the hand motion that came with that.
They still just don't like, they're, I don't know how to play a video game. Like you just put a controller in my hand and that feels foreign.
And now I'm dumb.
But like, I mean, all marketing aside from X, you know, from Microsoft, when you are the controller and you're like, hey, dance like that person that's on the screen, like if you were looking in a mirror, mm-hmm. people go, I can do that.
Yeah. Well, and just navigating the menus.
Yeah, navigating
your
menus.
Arm seriously. Up and down. And yeah,
it's like Minority Report. Like, what? I'm like, boing. And like, I mean, I don't think we even told people. Like, we didn't even tell people to slide it. They were just like, oh, it's starting to move. Bling.
Our Asian correspondent figured it out. Like, she just walked up to it and she's like, clink.
Yeah.
And dude,
I'm playing.
That girl destroyed everybody.
She did. She got me. She does that so
Zumba,
many,
but she does that Zumba shit,
and
so
she
knows dance moves.
Yeah, she is non-white, so she, you know, she has rhythm.
Added rhythm bonus.
Yeah,
unfair advantage. Good at math.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, she also, you know, does the dancing for fitness Zumba thing. So,
for that game.
Yeah,
nice.
She got me a shitload of achievements because I was signed in to like player two, and apparently. If you're just playing single player,
unlike NBA Jam,
everybody gets achievements, which is awesome. So I got,
I wish I had,
I got like 200 points worth of achievements.
Yeah,
or
you
something.
Have more points than I do, and I own the game.
Thanks, honey, if you're listening.
that was fun.
Also, in that same night before we got Dance Centraling, I played the Kinectimals. Here's the deal: it's very, very charming. It's very, very cute. Then you get that fucking fairy thing the fuck out of the game.
And by that, you mean an actual literal fairy.
Yeah. The little, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, because if it was... Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
I just need clarify.
To get the, yeah. They need to get the little...
not have touched Connectimals.
Yeah, they need to get the little furry flying fairy thing out of the fucking game. Mm-hmm. Because everything else about that game is just delightful.
Forest, as I like to call him.
Yes.
Because he always breaks up my Black Panther party.
Yes. Well, my Black Panther is called Forest, but...
Oh, okay. Well, I call the fairy guy that, because...
Yeah. But,
Yeah, that.
But, yeah. Connectimals. Charming. Get that little flying thing the fuck out of the way. On the box.
Yeah, all we did was tell that thing to go away. He really wanted you to go to the map.
I know.
That little motherfucker was just like, hey, here's your map. You want to check out your map? There's new places to go on the map.
Hey, there's a map.
Alan, take a picture of your map, Alan. Yeah, but, badgering in games needs to go away,
Jason,
especially when it's actually a literal badger with wings.
Yeah, it's just totally uncalled for, because there are certain things you just want to do in that game.
Yeah, like talk to your pet, teach your pet
tricks, play with your pet, throw things for your pet.
I agree.
And it totally interrupts the experience, mm-hmm. and it very much suffers for that.
But it's funny when a cat sees the cat on the screen and starts attacking the TV.
I'll bet it is.
That's funny stuff.
Hmm.
T-Strell's usually outdoor cat was inside.
Oh.
Oh, Boo is in?
Yeah. And they had the coffee table pushed up against the TV.
Oh, God.
And he saw the cats running around on the screen, and he was like, whoom! And just like, just smacking the television. The
nice.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, but that's a cool cat anyway.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only other thing that I have to, like, even briefly touch on is I played a little bit of Stuntman Ignition some more.
Mm-hmm.
And that game is wonderfully frustrating.
It is.
The controls are mushy. It doesn't tell you what to do. It's kind of very much trial and error.
It tells you what to do as you're doing it.
Right. Yeah, so it's trial and error.
Yeah.
I want to play more.
It feeds into that obsessive compulsive part of your brain.
It does. So.
But yeah, that...
I'm confirming my value pick from ages ago.
Yeah. And I picked it up again. Because it was like $6. Well, GameStop had buy three, get one free.
Yeah.
I received a GameStop gift card for Christmas. So I was like, well, shit. Use that. So I got Hitman Blood Money. I think Tomb Raider Anniversary and that. Because there was like, it was slim pickings.
Well, I guess getting something after Christmas there.
And I don't know what it is about GameStop, but I swear to you, at least half the cases were generic GameStop cases that were all busted up. And
I can confirm that it's the GameStop that you went to.
Okay.
Because the one that I went to was not in a place that I expected to have a whole bunch of good quality cases.
Mm-hmm.
The one by the Super Target.
Actually pretty nice.
But they had a bunch of cases.
Yeah, but I just...
A bunch of regular cases.
I don't get it. And it's not like... It's like games all across the board. It's not just like kids' games. It was everything. I was like, do people just throw the case away and put it in a binder?
It's kids.
Or they just stole it?
Yeah, I was going to say it's kids with a little X-Acto knife going in and pop the disc out and leave.
Yeah.
Something. I mean, but there couldn't be
not
that many...
Not condoning that, kids.
There couldn't be that many stolen that. Games. But yeah,
certain places you could burn through a lot of games before anyone would notice.
So yeah, I mean, Stuntman, I have a generic case and it's driving me insane. So I need to go online and just find a copy of that thing and print it. But yeah, Stuntman,
yeah,
it's good.
Another thing I noticed about that whole GameStop thing is the older the games, the likelihood shoots way up for them to be in one of those generic GameStop cases.
Oh yeah.
Because like the cheap fucking games bin is almost all GameStop cases.
I think in that case, it's usually GameStop's fault. I bet they lost the case or their inventory told them they didn't have the game and they saw the case and they're like, oh, throw it away. Because they separate the discs from the cases.
Right. That could be it.
Or little kids, walking around. Because I've seen that too. Like little kids are walking around in GameStop and they're walking around with the case and then they walk over to the computer games and like stick it behind StarCraft 1.
Right. Yeah,
like something no one's ever going to pick up. Or they
walk out with it. Kid grabs it while he's sitting in the stroller.
Yeah, but generally speaking, it should be their policy not to take games that aren't in the original case. I mean, because that opens them up for buying stolen games, basically. I mean, that's how easy it is. I mean, people do that. They walk
and honestly, I'll admit, I would not have been shopping there if I didn't have the gift certificate. And they didn't have any PlayStation Move controllers, so
no Wandos.
Yeah, I went in there looking for a Wando, and I left empty-handed. Apparently, they're like sold out everywhere.
Hmm.
Like even Amazon doesn't have them.
Weird.
Amazon, well, they were shipping them from Target or something, weren't they?
Yeah, it was like Target, and now that's that. Even that option is gone now.
Really?
It's like all the used marketplace.
Whatever. All the lonely housewives are buying Wandos.
They don't, I don't think they vibrate.
They like the glow.
Damn.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing, I have nothing to add about this, but I just say that I did pick up Kinect Sports because it was one of the buy one, get one half off. So when I got Dance Central, it was like, I might as well for $25
get. Might as well get Wii Sports for the Kinect.
Yeah. And all I've done is played like one game of bowling. So I have zero opinion on the game so far.
I want to, we need to play that.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's like, I have nothing to add to this.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'm going to talk about that because it was cheap enough that it was like, all right.
Yeah.
Even if it's mediocre, something. One of the games I would probably enjoy out of the multitude. Plus, I downloaded the free extra games or whatever they have.
Yeah, I saw that.
Cool.
I downloaded that even though I don't have it. Because I figure when I borrow your copy, I will play those.
I have done that before.
Yeah.
All right.
Only two things left.
Okay.
I just want to talk about SSX real quick. Deadly Descents.
Deadly Descent.
Yeah, that trailer showed at the VGAs. I think it was either the last episode or the episode before where I was like, SSX, fuck yes. And I'm like, SSX, fuck no. No. And this gave me a realization because BJ, a few other people I know, do not like the Daniel Craig James Bond movies. Where they don't like Casino Royale, they don't like Quantum of Solace, they don't like all the realism, they don't like the lack of gadgets, any of that stuff. And I never understood it until now, because to me, SSX is to snowboarding what NBA Jam is to basketball. And kind of it's, you know, and it's one of those, I don't need it gritty and realistic, and I don't need real mountains. I want, if I do a flip off a ramp, I want fucking fireworks to go off next to me and the music to be all funky and cool sounding and
cool, like sparkly trails behind you. My guy to be able to
do like a, you know, 2350 turn, you know, all that sort of shit. I don't want
1,000 feet.
Yeah, I don't want the realistic shit. I want fun craziness, which is why I played SSX. And by that, but judging by that trailer, all of it's gone. You know, the trailer was just like, it was like, we got to get down the mountain or she's going to die. You know, that sort of thing. It's like,
no. Don't go through the cold zones because they'll kill you.
Yeah. So I, it just, everything about that disappointed the shit out of me. So my hopes are not high at this point. I will probably end up playing it, provided I have beaten two games by the time it comes out.
Perhaps there will be a demo.
Perhaps, but I don't know. That's one where like that just sucked any enthusiasm I had for it out.
I'm disappointed in video games for that.
But that did give me a realization that now I understand why you don't like.
I'm glad that you came to that realization.
Because it's not what you wanted. It may be good, but it's not what you wanted.
And I've never.
And that's kind of how SSX is going to be for me. It may be good, but it's not what I wanted.
Right. Probably going to be the. It's probably going to be the way it is. It might be a good game, but it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Disappointing. So
now I'm angry about the Daniel Craig Bond movies.
Sorry,
I want to rail about them, but this is a video game. I
brought
podcast.
Your ire back up.
You have.
But now, all I'm saying is I know where you're coming from now, and I did not before. So
I'm glad that happened.
I needed an analogy that.
Even if it hurt your soul, I'm glad it happened.
And the other thing, might as well talk about the Bulletstorm trailer.
Oh, yeah.
This game's going to take you to motherfuck town.
God, we're a lot, but even I was like, lay off, guys.
Yeah, but you know what? We swear in situ. You know, we don't swear.
We don't call ourselves the mayors of Motherfuck Town.
We don't swear to be extreme. You know, we swear because we fucking swear all the fucking time. This is kind of how we normally talk.
Is it? I don't know. I'm a saint on the daily basis.
I only talk like this at work.
Oh, yeah. On the boat for the other sailors.
Yes, exactly. but that thing was just. God,
egregious.
Everything about it, and I'll be completely honest, everything about it just offended me. Like it was like, no, we've come so far and you've set video games back years with this bullshit.
Hopefully it will blow over.
I wanted to go through the monitor and punch the fuck out of that asshole that was talking behind the orange background, you know, in front of the orange background. And even that girl, Her too.
Yeah.
Because it and like there was nothing original going
she
on
set
in that
girls
game.
In video games back a dozen years.
Yes.
Girls and video games.
Well, yeah, and of course the one chick that's in it is a badass chick with a past. You know, it's like, oh, good. That's congratulations. You've cracked the code. Yes. This will get women to play video games, won't it? No, it won't,
nope.
Will it? No. And you know, you hope that it's all like marketing bullshit, but considering how many clips they showed of the game and all of them were like, we're going to fuck those fuckers up, fuck tits, you know, yeah. And
you cock sucking goat herders better fuck me in the square hole or whatever.
And you know, and I was considering ordering Bulletstorm, and now I'm like, I don't care anymore now.
I'm resisting the urge to cancel my pre-order that was made before this video came out.
Yeah.
I'm going to maintain it for now because right now I've got the, you know, as long as I keep this pre-order, I've got the whatever magical edition it is that the first however many go out is.
Magical.
It's not a pay more limited edition. It's an actual limited edition where it's like X number of copies are going to go out and they're going to be this.
Yeah. Hmm. Are those the only ones that have the gears?
Only 30,000 magical editions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the number is, but it's like I don't want to cancel at this point because
that'll go with your limited edition of Windows Vista.
It will. Absolutely. Yeah. But yeah,
you did that before you were told this pre-order is not going to pre-order itself, dick tits.
That's right.
Yeah.
To be called dick tits in order to pre-order the game.
Yeah. Dick tits, come on. Come on.
I think they were calling
you
balls.
You are better than this, people.
I think that's balls.
Didn't we talk about
what dick tits are?
I don't know.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that before this video came out?
Maybe.
I don't know.
We have odd conversations, so sometimes I don't know.
It's like you just took up two random swear words and threw them together. For no reason.
And not even really good ones.
No.
That's right, cum dumpster.
Yeah. Shitcock.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah, fuck. Shitcock would have been good.
This game ain't gonna order itself, shitcock.
Fuck racket.
Yeah.
Racket isn't even a swear word. No. Fuck isn't even a swear word.
Fuck puppet, I don't know.
Yeah, but they have to make, no sense, really. I don't know.
Yeah. But just, it's like...
Fuck ass.
To me, I just think of that, and then I go, you know, when people have all these arguments with Roger Ebert or whoever about, you know, our game's art, our game's good, you know, it's like all he has to do is go, what's that? And then everyone goes,
yeah, but...
Well...
Yeah, my bad.
That's easily countered with I know, hey, look, millions Twilight. Of movies.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Ebert, Twilight.
I know, but it's just, it's one of those things that just...
Hey, look, epic movie, Ebert. Yeah. So, I mean, no, it's just
there's a way to do it and they did it all wrong.
I'm trying not to base anything about the game on this trailer or whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. I hold out hope that it's at least a passable Gears-like experience.
It's not going to be Gears-like. It's first person.
Well, I know, but I just mean that intensity, that kind of feel of world, you know.
Now, didn't the lead guy leave? Because wasn't Bulletstorm made by the same guy who made Black?
I don't know.
They called him Dick Tits and he quit.
Yeah.
Probably. But he was this is the worst commercial ever. I'm out of here. I don't know. It could be terrible. I mean, I don't know. I just hold out hope. I mean, there's like this from like the first time I saw Bulletstorm looked interesting. I was like, okay, this seems like a kind of game I could get behind. Just like Brink does. Just like, what's the other one? I mean, these are like ones that like they look good in concept. They may be a shit-tastic game, but they're at least promising in some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
So again, then again, this could be a state of emergency to Grand Theft Auto. It's like, hey, this looks kind of like that, but it's not at all like that.
So, God, state of emergency. Yeah. Fuck.
So
God, that game was so terrible.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
Time.
Yep.
For the time for value picks.
Yay, picks of value.
Hey, I have one of those.
I actually have one. Is that what you do?
It's that time?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course I did.
Right, because that's what we do
I every couldn't episode, have been the end
except
of the
except for Fodies, where we had...
No, we're done with that.
No, I'm just saying, like, we listed so many games that were old that were like, pick them up for cheap, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, who's going to start?
I will, because I brought it up. But I mentioned it last episode. I don't think it's ever been a pick of mine because I think it's always been just over that threshold. But now I'm looking at GameStop and probably other places you can now get a brand new copy of Just Cause 2 for $20.
$20.
That is a lot of game for $20.
That's a whole continent worth. Is that game on the 360?
It is.
Okay, I couldn't remember it was a PS3 exclusive.
Oh, no. No, I mean, I believe there is a PS3 version.
Uncharted. Okay, Uncharted.
Yeah, no, that's Uncharted 2.
That was the game that came out right around the same time that was exclusive.
Only much better. If you don't have that, I don't care if it costs $60, go buy it. But
yeah.
It's still listing at like $35 on Amazon, but GameStop's listing at $20 on the 360 at least. Just shop around; you can get it for that cheap.
All right, or you can get it used,
No,
Soul Calibur 4. It's fighting with weapons, but no blood. But it's still fun as hell.
Soul Calibur 4,
and it's made by
Namco
Bandai.
Soul Calibur 4. Namco. Is that the one I can play as Yoda?
If you have the 360 version,
yes. Or Darth Vader.
If you have the PS3 version, or if you pay $5 to download them. But
there you go.
Considering you can get the game for like less than $20 new, I believe. It might even be 10 at this point. I don't know if it's worth half the price of the game to get.
To get one more character?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Though I will say the Apprentice from Force Unleashed 2 is a cheap fucking bitch when you have to play him as the computer guy.
Right.
Hate that son of a bitch. But no, a lot of modes, a lot of fighting, a lot of extra modes. It's a solid fighting game. I enjoy it.
Awesome.
Yep.
I got a value pick, too.
What is it?
Old.
A reckless disregard for gravity.
Yeah.
Couldn't you just save some time and just call it Reckless Disregard for Gravity?
No, that's not the title.
A Reckless Disregard for Gravity.
I just would like to extend the A's right into the subtitle.
And you would be wrong.
Okay.
Because you'd be leaving out a vital A.
You would be
a
bad person if you did that.
Because it's actually written as a reckless disregard for gravity.
Mm.
So.
Right.
No colons?
Nope.
Nope. No complete, times for colon when you're
colon. Completely colon free. But it's $9.99. It's $9.99 on Steam. And go on sale at some point. You know, they had it on a big, fat, nasty sale during the holidays.
I think I got it for $2.50.
Yeah, I think that's what I got it for, too.
Hell yeah.
But, yeah, go buy it.
It's like a soda.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like a value meal. And
it's like a pop.
Value meal and pie.
It's like a soda water.
It's one of those games that you can just kind of pop into and then pop out of. It doesn't require a really big time commitment to play a few levels. So, it's one of those, I'm about to go to bed, checking my email, I'll dive off a building.
That happens far too often on the internet.
Sometimes you're just in the mood to fall off a building.
Precisely.
Yep. All right. So there you go.
So.
Another episode of No Quarters in the Books, huh?
Yep.
Man, I'm afraid for the next episode.
It's going to be chock full of games.
BJ is.
Next paycheck comes down, 4 or 5 more games.
Hey, coming. we'll bump up our schedule if we can't contain it monthly.
If we can't contain the
awesome.
We've
talked a long time this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got to say.
So there you go. Super big fat bonus action.
Awesome.
All thanks to my new job.
Would somebody like to give us some contact information?
Nope.
Well, not us. The listeners might need
I'll give them some information.
All right.
NoQuarters.net.
That would be the website.
Twitter.com/NoQuartersNet.
That would be the Twitter.
WearMySkull@NoQuarters.net.
That would be the email.
Or just talk.
Or talk@NoQuarters.net if you're a loser. Or if you're really cool, you can use it too, I guess.
Mm-hmm. But come on, WearMySkull.
At
NoQuarters.net. That's the preferred email address.
And check us out on iTunes. Subscribe, rate, review.
Love us.
Tell your friends. Are we on the Facebooks?
We
don't have a real big
I only post
on Facebook.
Anything there when we post an episode, but it's kind of sparse.
It's there
That's
for
one.
You.
It, you know what?
So check it out.
Just throw it on. It's not going to clog up your feed.
Yeah,
if you're a fan, just we're not add feed us. Burners. Eventually we can get the custom thing, but we're not too
right.
big. We're not. It's not a big deal.
Right. So
I'm going to start playing Farmville on that account. So
yeah. Because you're a dick.
Don't do that.
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Or couldn't, actually, for that matter.
Could. But yeah. Man. Listen to Friends of the Podcast, TVGP.tv.
Hey. Yeah, and the Gamers with Casts Network.
GamersWithCast.com.
TVGP. Signed in.
Podcast. There's For the Love of Gaming.
For the Love of Games.
That's a good group of dudes, too.
There are others, and it's growing, I believe.
Yeah, I know. It's gotten, what are they, like 10?
Don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot. There's a whole lot. So,
well, you know.
Check out the Gamers with Casts
once
Network.
Once you've listened to all of ours... then you're allowed to go check out those other dudes.
But there's, it's growing, and we're happy to be a part of it. So. Yep.
All right. So I think we're ready.
I think so.
We're ready to move on into 2011.
Yes. The year of
games. Year
of game.
The year of game.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to play all game.
Well.
Or something I will, like that. The year of game.
See, for me, it's the year of new game every two games or something.
It's the year of restraint for you. The year of game for me.
The year of credit card debt decretion. Decretion. Is that a word?
No.
Debt reduction. There we go. The year of game debt reduction.
There you go.
Sweet. All right. Well, let's get out of here.
Alrighty.
All right. I'm Mackie.
I'm The Beach.
And I'm Harlow.
And we will see you next time.
Video games.
Yes. Video games.
When someone asks you a question, the answer is always because video games.
Dick tits.